to participate in a Donna Night Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Night Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Night.
It's controversial.
The hell you f***ing off?
It's what you won't see on TV.
I'm very, very f***ing sick.
It's Major Bill Smith. Too hot for television.
My f***ing nails grow. All the cotton-picking women are jealous of my motherf***ing fingernails.
It's the real Major Bill Smith. The man the censors didn't want you to hear.
There is no damn sharper dude on the face of this earth than Major Bill Smith.
Major Bill Smith, too hot for television. Get your copy and get to know the real Smith.
How do you like them f***ing apples, you greasy sucker?
Not available in stores.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen.
Pardon?
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Probably yes.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
Well,
Halloween spooks.
I'm just
behind the tree.
I'm just not feeling too perky, but
I wish that the children could see.
I'm lying in bed. There's a minister over there. People are all gathering around the bed. You saw my picture of me and Jar Jar. The first thing you want to know is I'm getting it on with Jar Jar. I'm not the kind of person, Don.
And I read the obituaries every day. Look at the ages of the people that died.
I don't know, Don.
The only thing I worry about is dying.
I'm very, very sick.
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
Hello?
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Now, how about them apples?
Do I think they do too much?
Who the hell is paid with good intentions? You know that?
If I knew I'd live this long, I'd take better care of myself.
There ain't no sharper dude on the face of God's earth than Major Bill Smith.
Probably, yes.
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had Spam, and I had baby llamas, and I had German potato salad, and...
I still at times right before I fall asleep wonder if I'm going to get up.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the Corner.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
But I can't find it for the life of me.
Okay, let's do it this way.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
I don't know. Do I think we do too much?
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
I am William Castle, the director of the motion picture you're about to see. I feel obligated to warn you that some of the sensations, some of the physical reactions which the actors on the screen will feel will also be experienced for the first time in motion picture history by certain members of this audience. I say certain members because some people are more sensitive to these mysterious electronic impulses than others. These unfortunate, sensitive people will at times feel a strange, tingling sensation. Others will feel it less strongly. But don't be alarmed. You can protect yourself. At any time you are conscious of a tingling sensation, you may obtain immediate relief by screaming.
Who he?
Don't be embarrassed about opening your mouth and letting rip with all you've got, because the person in the seat right next to you will probably be screaming too.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
And remember this. A scream at the right time may save your life.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Major Bill Smith.
This town needs an enema.
Welcome to the Don and Michael Show.
I hope you're rotten in hell, you loser!
Don. Don.
Geronimo! You suck! You don't deserve a car!
Frank O'Mara.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
hey, go take those, man.
America's favorite jerk.
I'm so wasted.
Ah, sir, bad.
Yee-haw! Welcome to the Dynamite.
I love it.
Also a favorite.
That's a good one. That one is the one that we played yesterday.
We just play like every other day.
It's a good one in a different way.
I like it. It's energetic.
And very homemade.
Who's your agent? Is he vigorous?
I'm Larry from the corner.
Anyway, that was courtesy of Paranoid. And Paranoid?
That sounds scrumptious.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't like any show that's got a lot of Major Bill in it.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi, babe.
Hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Hello.
Come on.
Every square inch of my glorious naked body.
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to me today, because it's the last chance you'll ever have.
Stay on stick, baby. Stay on stick.
I hope you said everything. You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell.
All right. You're goddamn.
Wow.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top.
You are really hungover, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so. How can you tell? Is it my eyes?
It's everything.
It's everything about me?
Body language.
You could be doing a guest shot on CSI tonight.
I probably could. I could be on the slab right now.
You could just be laying there.
Well, it was a big
let me get more comfortable.
Well, hold on. How could you possibly get more comfortable than you were?
I don't think I could.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight.
Stop it.
What?
Stop it. Everything's going at once. Just stop it.
I don't know. I dropped an awful lot of bombs on him.
I know.
Thanks, babe.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Okay. Hi,
Donovan. We appreciate it. Bring Eddie in, please.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's
Don and Mike. Thank you, Big Eddie. You can tell.
I'm so. Prince would say it's delirious.
Delirious, baby.
Don and Mike Show, new episode. Everybody on this Thursday, 2-6-6. October 26, 2006. Phone number, maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. 24 lines, no waiting crowd from anywhere in America, including Canada, which is our 52nd state.
Is it really?
877-365-3636. Someday it will be, Rob.
Not according to Rob, they're going to attack us.
No.
That's what's going to happen.
Other way around, I got the inside intel. Other way around, we're annexing it.
Good.
So they're not massing on the border, Rob? Is that it?
Well, I'm sure they are.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that 82% of all Canadians live within 60 feet of the border?
I know. They're going to attack us, Rob. You know, within 60 feet of the border.
You know we've managed to maintain that clear on that station in Toronto, Canada, for over 4 months now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bravo.
So you shut up, you.
And look at you moving your neck around today.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Oh. Listen, now, hold on before I tell you about that.
Yes.
Phone number 877. 365-3636. We're right there on your internet. Go to dynamitewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You'll hear us there. You can email us. Send us the fan mail. Yeah, Johnny. Johnny back there with his stocking cap. He's ready to take your emails and shred them immediately. So
yes.
Go ahead and send them in. And also, we're there for iTunes and iPods, and we have downloads on our website.
And all the good stuff.
And blah, blah. So listen.
And la, la.
Seriously, what a difference 24 hours makes.
That's for sure.
If only, if only one could put in a bottle, because it wears off real quick. And speaking of bottle, how you doing, Mike? If only one could put in a bottle, an elixir, if you will.
Yes.
Something that would allow you, as someone who had had an ailment of some sort, to bottle the enthusiasm you have for every little thing that you could not do the previous day or two.
Oh, yeah. You're practically jumping around the studio today.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yesterday I was in a rough shape. Let me just say, a lesser man, a pussy broadcaster, would have phoned it in and would have gone to the doctor and would have
You were a trooper yesterday.
Gone to that whole meningitis.
I know you were hurting.
Couldn't move my goddamn neck. Couldn't move my goddamn head. Couldn't speak. Was feeling pain. Right here, like in the chestal area, everything from the neck was just,
Well, what happened?
What happened? Here you go. Oh, and also the taint issue.
That's cleared up also?
Also resolved.
Yeah.
Both of them.
So you don't have meningitis?
Absolutely not.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what I do have. I have a grade-A girlfriend.
Really?
Last night, I got home. I was...
A mini massage?
A mess. Yeah, now, I don't like people touching me.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like to be touched, as evidenced by, you know, Tandy's Across America, my
right.
favorite pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be touched, and I like to watch those being touched.
Yeah. Well, you like touching yourself.
Given, yeah.
Yes.
Of the Babe Ruth of that.
Exactly.
The Hank Aaron of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe even the Barry Bonds of that. I'll take that. I don't care. The Mark McGuire of that.
Way to go.
Of pleasuring myself.
The Sammy Sosa.
But I've never been one that's big on massage. I went to an acupuncturist for a while, and it really helped, and I kind of got out of the routine. And Jen, my girlfriend, has maintained that the entire time I've known her, that she's really good at deep tissue massage. This was
Ooh.
Something she used to do before.
I like that.
And I got home last night, and she said, really, how bad is it? And I said, really? And she saw that I had no mobility.
Yeah.
And she said, I know you're going to hate this. You've got two choices. We are either going to call the doctor
right
now and like embarrass the hell out of you and make you go like to one of those 24-hour places.
Oh, right.
Or lie down and take your shirt off.
Well.
Right. So
your choice
here we
clear.
Go. Play the music. So lay down on the bed. There it is. Virgin territory. Not that she's never touched my back, but.
Did she start down there?
What do you mean, Dad? Like what, with my Duke?
Well, you have problems with your taint.
Oh, no. Oh, listen, the taint thing. She figured that out, too.
What's that?
Very simple. She went through my dirty clothes and discovered... Yeah.
Why are you applauding that?
Because a lesser woman wouldn't attempt
it. You're right. You're right.
Courage. Oh, no. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
There are things living there. There are creatures in my hamper that you don't even want to know about.
You.
My foul hamper. You know, even with the gypsies coming once a week and me doing laundry virtually nonstop,
mm-hmm.
seems there always is something creepy and brown in there.
Nasty.
Always something that...
Breeding.
Always something that looks like some test that came back from the doctor that's bad.
Yeah. It's breeding. It's the breeding ground for bacteria.
But on that front...
It's the hamper petri dish.
She went in and she said, are these the slacks that you wear when you exercise? And I said, yes. She said, so, yeah, the trousers.
Your exercise trousers.
Your exercise
bell-bottoms. My bell-bottoms. Actually, they're very faggy. They're made out of, like, bicycle pant material.
Right.
And the only reason I wear them is that I got them for free from the Baltimore Ravens.
Ah, nice.
And the Ravens wear them.
So even when you're all by yourself, you're exercising, you go for fashion.
Yeah, well.
Right?
Yeah, of course I do.
It's very nice.
They're nice to pay NFL on them. I pay Baltimore Property and Baltimore Raven. It's super. So
when you're exercising, even though you're the only one in the room, you want to look good.
So I do the thing in the on the treadmill, where I get good and sweaty, and then I take the dog outside for a walk for about a half hour. We go a couple miles up and down the street. Well, she pointed out to me, you've been doing this for a while, but just now it's gotten cold outside.
Right, right.
She said, if you go outside and you are absolutely sweating. You've got this material in between your legs, which is pretty much nothing but nylon, you know, as she said.
Right.
And you've got all of this sweat and junk down there, and you go outside, and you go right to cold air, and you have friction going between for how long? A half hour? Whatever. She
right.
said,
right.
When you get home, do you change your clothes? And I said, no.
Ah.
And she said,
that's the problem.
She said, no wonder you had diaper rash.
That's the issue.
No wonder.
It's sweat, it's cold, it's change of temperature.
Yeah, and it just happened yesterday. It happened on the same day as this other thing happened. So she said, I bet if you don't do anything and just monitor what you might have to actually change your sweatpants before you go outside.
Yes. Right.
I bet you don't have any more problem with your tank.
Right. So she cleared that up for you.
So once she said that,
ooh, what a relief.
I was ready to take my shirt off.
Sure.
So
she's the healer.
Take my shirt off, get on the bed, and right away, she starts poking and prodding.
Where?
On my neck, mm-hmm. on my lower back, but mainly up by my shoulder area.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, I really don't, you're too tense for this. I said, of course I'm too tense. You're like sitting Indian style on my back.
Right.
You know, she said, well, I gotta get to this. She said, okay, I think I feel something. I said, I don't feel anything. She said, no, really, I'm going to get to this. Hold on a second. She mm-hmm. said, I'm going to use my elbow.
Ooh.
And I said,
I like it.
Yeah. And I said, because I hadn't been feeling anything except uncomfortable.
Right.
I said, sure.
Well, you said it went across your chest.
Yes.
Which is weird.
Yeah, right across the top
that's
of
weird.
My head.
Still could be a muscle pull.
So she dug her elbow into whatever this tender spot was that uh-huh. she had found. And my God, if it wasn't like 1,000 needles going through my back, I bucked her off the bed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
how... Did it hurt that bad?
I had no control. It was like, she hit such a nerve that I went, whoa! And I got up and
she hit the spot.
And yeah, she had tumbled backward. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have a large king-size bed. She was fine.
Wow.
She said, that's the spot. That's the problem.
She's a professional masseuse.
I said, what do you think so, doctor? Ah. I said, you know, what do we do now? She said, get ready for about, I don't know, 2, maybe 5, maybe 10 more minutes of that.
Yeah. Wow.
I said, you're effing me.
When did it start to feel good, actually?
Let me give you a timeline on this.
Okay.
I got home last night at 7:30. Janet arrived with dinner a little after 8. Very nice Thai food last night. Had my pate, love that crap. That
pate?
Yeah, pate, Thai food.
Right.
It was real good.
Pate.
No, it's pate. It's real good.
Pate was like goose liver.
I don't know. It's like, it's noodles. I believe it's called pate.
That's pasta, right?
It's Thai food. Listen, I had it last night.
Yeah.
You eat it with chopsticks.
Is it P-A-T-E?
Like, I don't know. It's Thai food.
Pate.
Saute. I think it's with an S. Yeah.
Saute.
Yeah.
No, it's not saute.
He said it is.
like he knows.
Yes, I'm from Thailand.
He knows.
You eat Thai food.
He knows as much as I do. I don't think it's saute.
S-A-T-A-Y. Saute or sate.
Sate. Okay, well,
S-A-T-A-Y.
I've been ordering as pate or pawpaw or whatever the hell
it is. Pad Thai.
Pad Thai?
Pad Thai. That's two words.
Oh, Pad Thai.
P-A-T-T-H-A-I.
Is that what I have?
Pad Thai. Pad Thai. Yeah. That has noodles. There we go. Now we've got it.
All right, well, that would be it.
Pad Thai.
Anyway,
very good.
So she was nice enough to go get this food that I like, this Thai food.
Right.
And this is at, I don't know now, 8:05. We're sitting down to eat. And that's when she started with this. She said, really, if we don't do something now, blah, 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 blah. So we go upstairs. She goes through the laundry. She figured that out. She got on top of my back at about 8:20. By 9...
I feel like we should be playing some sexy music for this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Nothing sexy about this. Because mm-hmm. she's saying to me stuff like, if you throw me off again, we're going to have to go to the doctor. You are just going to have to control yourself. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I know what I'm
you
doing.
You have a low pain threshold. I mean, don't you really? I mean, you're sensitive to pain, unlike many men.
I have been clocked with the pain threshold of an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Don't hurt me!
That is clocked. Okay? I have a very high threshold of pain. I used to be like a fourth.
No, it's a low threshold.
A 4-year-old. No, for me, that's high. having the pain threshold of an 8-year-old
right.
is high. Used to be I had the pain threshold like a Rob.
See?
And Rob's child, rather.
He's a
did you, I mean, little Rob, you know, the 4-year-old Rob.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I got mad.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, gee. Ow, ow, ow. MF-er, MF-er, MF-er.
Right, it hurt.
I'm tougher than you think. You know that? I really
I know you're a tough guy.
I am tougher than you think. But
you
I
were here playing yesterday.
But
in
I do a very low threshold. Okay.
Don't hurt me.
But you hear back?
What?
Hit her back.
Wrong.
Found that house.
What, you hit her in the back?
No. She.
She causes pain on me. I cause pain.
What she did was she.
You reciprocate.
She, in a way, very masterful, dug her elbow in and then the palm of her hand and kept pushing and pushing and pushing and finally until I could feel exactly what it was that she was going after. And I was in there going, oh, that's it. Oh, my God, that's it. Oh, my God, my head is not hurting now.
Right.
Oh, my God. And she said, okay, now what I'm really going to have to do, I'm going to put my knee into this.
Yeah. Like, so she went from the elbow to the knee.
To the knee. So now, that was like the kinkiest thing that's ever happened in my bedroom. She's up on top of me.
Was she fully clothed when this was happening?
With the knee.
Say no.
She
had a burka.
No, she had her full work suit on.
Her jumpsuit.
She had her nice business suit on. No, she had her cat of nine tails.
Uh-huh.
She had
the leather bodice.
Her crotchless panties and her leather bra that exposes her nipples.
And she was wearing devil horns.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, you know,
she didn't have the devil horns.
I was trying to make it work for me.
Make it your own. Right.
Right. Anyway, she gives me the knee. And once she gave me the knee, it was like, I said, oh, F. And it was like an O-F with sex. It was like, I said,
oh, good.
Oh, F, God, yes. Oh, oh, God, God, jeez. I
mean, sounds like completion.
It felt like.
It was close.
So, at this point, I roll over and she says, I got a heating pad. Let's get you on the heating pad.
Right.
I look at the clock and it is 9:01 p.m.
Like a half hour.
Right, half hour. She said, why don't you just lay here on the heating pad, we'll watch some TV, then we'll go back downstairs and finish dinner. The next thing I know, it was 6:15 this morning when I woke up.
Wow.
Everything was locked up, everything was put away. I got up and...
Your wallet was gone.
And my neck...
That's about the time I went to bed.
My neck feels 1,000% better.
I mean,
and whatever it was, whatever malady it was that I had yesterday, we said it was like it was hurting when I was swallowing and everything else.
Right.
I love to swallow. That's gone.
So the whole thing, the whole area.
Yes,
I told you it was muscular, tied up in knots.
Yeah. Well, I should have listened to you, not to Dr.
Dr. Death thought it was meningitis.
Dr. Giggles had me thinking it was meningitis.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Janet. That's
well, you look better. You look good.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. Like you said, if you could just bottle it, because I know that it's already started to wear off.
Yeah.
Today, when I was driving into work, when I realized that I wasn't able to just swing my head around and say, "Hey, jerk off." One to a customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a real problem on Montrose Road.
Yes.
With merging.
With the people that go 12 miles an hour?
Merging.
Yeah, merging.
Merging into construction traffic.
People don't know how. And what are they building there? What are they doing? What are they doing on Montrose Road?
They're building a monument to us, Mike. That is
ridiculous.
The only, that is the only reason that I don't complain about
it. Well,
the
I want them to stop it. I want them to stop it right now.
They're
but,
widening and putting in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But I had some guy today. I was coming off an exit. Anyone around the country can relate to this. Off the Beltway, a major highway, coming off an exit to the smaller highway by our studio.
Right.
And there's a gigantic construction project there every single day.
Yeah.
And it merges from the left lane, or from the right to the left, and it's three lanes down to one.
Right.
And at one point, they have traffic cones up, and there are lanes of traffic that you are merging with.
Mm-hmm.
But because people are sheep and lemmings, and they see the big sign with the arrow saying a mile and a half ahead this is going to happen.
Do you get people that stop on the actual merge?
Yes.
Where they're coming, where there's no reason. They see the cars on their left, and they should keep moving, but they stop.
Now, I know that if you go like to a driving school, they say you should keep, I don't know, 3 car lengths ahead of you. These people in traffic that's going 5 miles an hour have 4 car lengths
right
in front of them.
That's crazy.
What I did today, coming off the off-ramp, getting down by where you merge, I counted 17 cars in front of me to get to the merge.
Right.
So what I did was...
Insane.
I just cut through the barrels. I cut through the... You guys know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very illegal.
A lot of people do that.
I cut through the barrels, But only because...
Don't let a law officer see you.
Only because there was four car lengths available
right
there in the left hand, in the left lane, I pulled through, felt all proud of myself, and right away I hear from behind me, I get this.
Oh.
And I turn around from three car lengths.
Right.
Some bitch, you know, screaming at me.
Was it an expensive car she was driving?
Of course. Look, well, you know the neighborhood, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a very nice car.
It's a little wealthy around here.
And it was at that moment I realized, you know, oh, I wish I had my magic elixir from this morning when I was so happy, because yesterday I couldn't flip my head around to say, hey, you stupid bitch, I drive on this road every single day, and it's not for a mile and a half down the road.
Right.
And I wouldn't even be able to do it if you didn't have a football field between you and the car in front of you.
Amen.
Anyway, that's it. Pep talk over.
Pep talk over.
Pep talk over. Taint is fine.
Look at you today. I mean, you're bouncing around.
Taint is fine. Back is fine.
He's back.
Feel good. And
what's
you?
What's that like?
What's that like?
I feel so bad.
What happened,
so
Pally?
Bad.
What happened, Pally?
I stayed out too late.
Oh, my.
I mean, way, way late.
How late?
I don't remember.
4?
Maybe.
4 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah, probably there. Or later.
Later than 4.
Later than 4 a.m.
So an after party.
Well, I met a famous person, and I had him back to my house.
Oh, how nice.
With a bunch of other people.
Well, tell everybody. He's a NASCAR guy. People will know who he is.
All right, let me read about him here. He's in USA Today today.
Uh-huh.
Hamlin's second place finish combined with Burton's 42nd allowed the rookie to move up to 4th in the Nextel Cup standings.
Right. He drives the FedEx car. His name is...
Number 11 Chevrolet from Joe Gibbs Racing, Denny Hamlin.
Ah.
Other than that, I'm out. I don't know a lot about racing. I was talking to him about... Well, this is the condition I was in. I was talking to him about not getting married.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's 25, and he's worth about, what, $14 million, something like that?
Yeah, he's in the top five in the...
All I know is he was leaving this morning on his private jet.
Mm.
So he was, and he's 25. I mean, he looks like he's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hanging out with the guy, and then it's like we had so much fun. I said, everybody back to my house.
Well, one of those nights.
And
oh, God.
I'm not supposed to do that during the week. And I'm really, really feeling horrible today.
You're not supposed to do that anytime.
I'm probably not supposed to do it ever.
No, really, you're
but
not.
But really, oh, God.
Mike,
I'm ready to drive myself to rehab today.
This is probably also going to upset the balance of the diet.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes,
I ate a quarter pounder today.
Well, I'm just talking about the last night.
Well, the whole thing is just surreal.
But
he was a very nice man and a very nice guy. And, you know, and he came in with a bunch of his buddies, and I had them all back to my house. And I was the perfect host. And when Carla said, because she went to bed early, when she said, what time did you come to bed? I said, right. Exactly.
So what did you do?
She said, were you eating potato chips? I said, well, obviously... There's a trail of them going to the bed. So I was eating potato chips.
So you had this NASCAR guy, this famous NASCAR driver. He was in your joint last night, in your pub.
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
Well, he had to be if he ended up at your house.
Well, I do remember him. He was at my joint and then at my house. I'm not really good on details today.
Was your wallet gone?
No, my wallet was good. My butt was not bleeding.
Did he give you a mini massage?
No, he didn't. He was surrounded by women and by, you know, guys and... People wanted his autograph, and I got my picture taken with him. And, you know, I don't know a lot about NASCAR, so I was talking to him about other stuff. And I guess he liked the fact that I was just talking to him about stuff.
Right.
And then he ended up, you know, coming over with his buddies to the house, and then everybody left at the wee hours of the morning. I think I kicked him out.
Did he leave any?
I think it might have been one of those nights where I said, okay, please leave.
Did he leave any DNA? Only because you could put the DNA on the eBay if you had... Something he had.
All I know is certain pockets of people at my restaurant were going nuts over this guy. They were going absolutely out of their mind. They were that excited. And I got excited because I know NASCAR's a big thing. And I got my picture taken. And we got the autograph. And we're going to put his little number 11 FedEx, you know, car picture up on the wall with a picture. We're very excited about that. But and then I read in the USA Today, I'm looking at this, and he's a top four driver in NASCAR.
Big deal.
I mean, with Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin. I don't remember.
Right.
A little bit of everything.
You've been drinking today.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, yes.
Yes, I have, Dr. Phil.
Have you ever said no?
Not last night, no. Yes, Dr. Phil, I'm waiting.
You are
in denial.
No, I'm not. I know what I did, and I know it was bad, and I feel bad today.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight.
No, I guarantee that's not going to happen.
Today we're talking about drunken mistakes.
Yes. Was
you're
it a mistake?
In a fog. You're
I was partying with a NASCAR
you're
driver.
In a fog. You're
what?
In a haze.
I am
you're in
a haze.
Fog. You're in a haze.
Shut
your reasoning ability, your compass is way, way off.
It is today.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers because I hope you go to hell.
Now, why are you being mean to me like that, Phil? I'm doing perfectly.
I think that's a load of crap.
What's a load of crap?
I am not going to be treated like this anymore.
Oh, stop it.
Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
What do you mean? I'm here. I'm not
no,
going anywhere.
No, I don't think I would agree that
stop
it's
interrupting me. Stop interrupting me, Dr. Phil.
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever met.
You're an a-hole, and you can go straight to hell with that,
I'm
Dr.
just
Phil.
All that and a bag of chips.
I don't care what you are. I don't like your tone.
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to
no,
me today, because it's
no.
the last chance you'll ever have.
Oh, really? What do you mean? I'm here. I'm not
no,
going anywhere.
I don't think I would agree that
stop
it's
interrupting me. Stop interrupting me, Dr. Phil.
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever met.
You're an a-hole, and you can go straight to hell with that,
I'm
Dr.
just
Phil.
All that and a bag of chips.
I don't care what you are. I don't like your tone.
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to
no,
me today, because it's
no.
the last chance you'll ever have.
Oh, really? Big man, why? You leaving? Gonna cry? Gonna cry?
If you don't take another drink today,
yes.
you're gonna be drunk for 6 months.
You're right about that.
You are drunk at a tissue level.
You're right about that also.
You just don't value yourself enough.
I know.
The fact that you would let them touch you
he didn't
is
touch
disgusting,
me.
And I don't want
the NASCAR
you to
driver,
ever do it again.
The NASCAR
the rest
driver
of your
did
life.
Not touch me, Dr. Phil.
Are you a drunk?
Yes.
Today we're talking about drunken mistakes.
Well, I don't think it was a mistake because how many people would like to have a NASCAR Nextel Cup driver come to their house?
You are in denial.
Well, maybe you're right.
You like attention, don't you?
I love attention. Not today, though.
God, you're ugly.
Mm-hmm. I feel ugly, Dr. Phil. Now we're making progress.
No, I don't think I would agree that it's inappropriate.
What? I didn't say anything about appropriate.
That's inappropriate.
What's inappropriate?
That's violating a boundary.
I'm not even near you. What is your problem?
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
It's not square, Baldy.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell.
Yeah, I hope you go straight there. I'll be following you, buddy.
Today we're talking about drunken mistakes.
You're repeating yourself, you ass-hat.
You can suck this.
You can, too. You can suck this. You know what I'm pointing to, Phil?
Have you ever said no?
No, I haven't, McGraw. You got me, McGraw?
Mind your own effing business.
You
leave
do that.
Me the F alone.
All right.
I hate you.
I hate
F
you.
You.
Yeah,
shut
sure.
the F up.
Right. Yeah, I
think
agree.
You are way out of control.
I think you're out of control.
You need serious, serious help.
Yeah, you do. I think you're a pussy.
Shut the F up.
Hey! Those fighting words.
What are you, a moron?
Yes, I am.
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever
Thank
met.
You. Thank you very much, Phil. Phil McGraw, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's been some real-time counseling for Mike.
That is. I think it did me some good. I
yes.
feel like I actually feel like I'm making progress already.
As always with your stories of the night before, you know, we're left with just pretty much a half-empty canvas. It's just it's,
well, no,
it's
I mean,
you and a NASCAR guy.
It's
and
me. It was my co-owner of the restaurant.
But,
it was a bunch of people
but we don't
from the
care
restaurant.
About that. I'd like to hear about you. What did you do? What did you have to drink? Did you have a lampshade
Wine.
On your head?
Wine.
Did you carry on?
Beer.
Did you dance? Did you sing?
Redheaded sluts.
Did you perform?
No.
Did you ape? Did you do something of your famous aping?
No, I don't think I did any of that. But I did do, you know, the tour of my house where I was showing everybody, like, pictures of my father and my grandfather that nobody cared about. And I had that memory of showing a couple of people those pictures. And, you know, when people are just being polite. And I did vibe off of them where they're going, oh, yeah, wow, yeah, wow, that's really, really neat. I'm like,
and this is a picture of my grandfather. I never met him. He had my father when he was old, and my father had me when he was old, and that's the reason that they're so old.
That was,
Because really, I got a picture of my paternal grandfather that looks like it was taken back, you know, in the wild, wild west.
Was the NASCAR guy who's standing there for this?
No, I think he was in the kitchen. I don't think no, I didn't get weepy. I might have. Wait a minute. I might have towards the end of the evening.
Sure. When did you get weepy?
No, I don't think I got weepy. It was too exciting. It was too exciting having like this big superstar. But he was, the thing I remember is he was a baby. I mean, 25 years old. He looks a lot younger. If you see his picture, he looks like a really, you know, a really young guy. And I have the pictures and they're all nude. No, it's, he's just a little guy. And then somebody was like whispering in my ear, you know, when you get a win at NASCAR, just how much money these guys make. I mean, they get a base salary that's like in the millions, and then if they win a race, they can translate that into millions and millions, and it's just a...
No, you know what I say, Mike.
Just people.
They're just people.
Take the dollar signs away.
But because I didn't, you know, fawn on them, because I don't know NASCAR that well, I think we were able to have a very nice conversation.
I'm sure.
Which consisted of me saying...
Do you remember?
I do remember earlier in the evening, and it was something about me saying, let me tell you something. You get yourself a prenup, that's it. And I think he said he already has one, even though he hasn't met Miss Wright yet.
Boilerplate.
He's got one, like, ready to go if he does.
One in his glove box of his NASCAR car.
If you had walked into my joint last night and you'd seen this guy, you would never, ever peg him to be like a NASCAR guy.
He wasn't dressed in a NASCAR
car. No, he wasn't wearing the jumpsuit, Rob. He wasn't wearing the jumpsuit. He was very, you know, he had a pair of jeans on. He had a black T-shirt.
You're smitten. You know
and,
what?
I like famous people. I like people that are down to earth, you know, and are very cool, you know, and I thought he was very, very cool. And then, you know, by the only way I was able to tell how heavy this guy was by people around him. Because as soon as it got out, you know, people started gravitating and then he starts signing autographs. And it's, you know, there, I guess NASCAR, isn't that still the fastest growing sport?
Yeah, you follow it. I don't.
So today.
Yeah.
I really don't know much about it.
You're funny.
But I'm going to be following that. I want everybody in Atlanta this weekend to follow the number 8 car.
You drunk bastard.
At the Bass Pro Masters 200 or whatever.
You're trying to read from the newspaper.
No, I read it earlier. Where is it?
NASCAR has one more.
I'd like everybody to watch the Bass Pro Shops 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway Sunday at 2:55.
With your buddy.
On NBC. And root for the 11 car, the FedEx car. Driven by Denny Hamlin, my buddy. My new friend. I really did have to look at the newspaper.
You had to look at the newspaper.
I remember the first name is Denny.
You had to look at the newspaper to remember his name right
now. I remembered that the first name was Denny, and I just had to... And I knew it was the second name was like a Star Wars name, so, you know, Hamlin, something like Denny Hamlin. And he races for, you know, our own coach of the Redskins here, Joe Gibbs, which isn't that special.
Is that why he was in town?
No, he was in town because a guy that I do know, in fact, a guy that used to live in my old neighborhood, was in racing too, and he used to race for him. And he won a bunch of races.
So
this kid has been had an amazing track record with he's raced.
I know he's a rookie, but
do I lack credibility when I'm trying to talk about racing?
Mike, let's talk more about you.
You go right ahead. I'll answer anything you have to ask
me. How many did you believe you had last night?
It's not. Let's not count.
20?
Sure. Rob, you know, I don't need Mr. Greenbottle every night of the week over there going, wow. Rob's looking at me like. Almost disapprovingly.
No.
Or like, wow, that's incredible.
He's impressed.
It's not a healthy lifestyle.
I appreciate the openness.
This is one of the, you know, the kind I had last night is the kind where daddy takes some time off. That's the kind it was. And you know I do that occasionally. Periodically I take my little month off. Well, the month began last night in the wee hours of the morning.
This morning.
I will not be.
Are you not going to drink until Thanksgiving? Because as I recall.
At least Thanksgiving.
As I recall, I am not a historian of this show by any stretch of the imagination, but I do remember last year you had a real drunk and you swore on
right about the same time.
You
yeah.
were not going to drink until Thanksgiving, and
right.
I don't think you did.
I made it all the
not
way.
Not that
through.
I'm holding you to that standard.
I'm telling you that.
Or am I a person who could hold anybody?
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, right now, is without question. That's the date.
Right now.
That's right now because right now because I'm seriously thinking even longer than that. I think this might, based on last night and the fact that I worked today, and that I would not have stayed at my place after dinner unless this big NASCAR guy came in. I do not like coming to work feeling this way. This is not a pleasant way to feel, and really think that, look, you know, do you want really the honest answer about the way I think about hooch and the fact that I own a bar and that I'm around booze all the time?
Sure.
It is a very, very serious thought that I have in my mind that, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be, and I think that this game, really, we're getting to the fourth quarter. We are getting to the fourth quarter as far as being able to do this. And I don't think I'm a moderation person. And I think really, you know, I don't think I could sit there and be the moderating kind of guy. And I think you gotta, at a certain point, you know, just pull the plug on it. And each year, over the last 2 years, I've taken 2 months, one in the spring and one in the fall. Uh-huh. And, you know, I take it off and I feel than I've ever felt at the end of that period of time. And that's why I think, hey, it's fun if you're like in your 20s and 30s, but when you get to your 40s, then your late 40s, it's just not, it's not fun. I mean, all the people I was around last night were younger people than I was. And it was really just...
Mike, you got the drinking stamina of an 18-year-old.
Yeah, but it's just not...
You're a young stallion
today,
in the world of drinking.
Today, I would not... I would. When I was 28, 29 years old, I would not feel as bad as I feel today. And I think that's because...
Like
and
my,
everybody I talk to...
Like any athlete.
Yes.
Any athlete that
right.
runs the ball for 100 yards, they're going to be more banged up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as their career goes on.
I just... No, but you know what?
You're a Hall of Fame drinker.
I'm like... what's his name for... Jerome Bettis. Remember when you saw that piece on him coming down the stairs? Well, that's my liver. That's my liver coming down the stairs.
So was last night your Super Bowl, Ben?
It might have been. I really feel like crap.
No.
I don't like coming into work and feeling this way.
No, you'll
I
change
really
your
don't
mind.
Like feeling. I might change my
you'll
mind.
You'll change your mind maybe by tomorrow.
No, the thing. No. I guarantee that you know Thanksgiving because that's what I did last year.
No, no. I mean you'll change your mind tomorrow about maybe
wasn't last year like Halloween till
an absinthe
Thanksgiving
show was in there somewhere
an absinthe show.
That's what it was. An absinthe show that started here and ended at your bar.
This is worse. This is worse because it was wine, and that's it. Anybody that knows a wine hangover is the worst hangover.
But you said a redheaded slut too. What is that?
That is like a shot. It's a concoction
of what?
You know, of
like a shooter.
I think peach schnapps and Jägermeister and cranberry juice.
It sounds good.
Oh, and it tastes great.
Yeah, they're fine.
Tastes great, less filling, but just bleh. You know, really, you know how they say, wine after beer, have no fear, something like that? I mean, it didn't matter to me because there were just all sorts of combinations that were just horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, can I say something? And I know I'm not at his level of celebrity.
Who's that?
But Ed McMahon. Huh? Ed McMahon never came out and was this forthright about his activities.
No, he stayed in denial.
I'll drink to that.
What?
He stayed in denial.
I'm not in denial. That's the one thing.
No,
I'm not in one little bit of denial. And I'll tell you something. The way I feel today, my tummy... You know when I, really when I started feeling good?
When?
About 30 seconds ago. And it's because when I talk to you, friend, when I do my little psychotherapy on the air, this is, I learned it from you. It really does work, doesn't it? It helps with all your demons when you can come in here and you can talk about it.
All right, so now.
But I feel good. And now I'm excited.
But now you feel good.
Now that I feel good.
Now you feel
but,
good.
No, but the attitude about the hooch. I'm very... No, I did it last year. I went from, I think, the absinthe show to the night before Thanksgiving.
Well, listen, you're a grown man. It's free will. I mean, do whatever the hell you want.
Will. I'm doing what I think will make me feel better.
I don't think you're Jerome Bettis. You know what you are? You're Tiki Barber, and you're getting out while you still can, and you're still on top.
I think you're
well
right
spoken.
About that. I think you're right about
you're
that.
Very well spoken.
You know,
except Tiki Barber's not talking about taking a month off and then coming back.
I haven't seen it, but I'm not... I have to... That's going to be my evaluation period.
So you think about retiring from drinking?
Oh, boy, that's a big, big step.
Are you going to think about retiring from drinking?
Well, I have thought about it. I have thought about it. But, I mean, I also don't want to say I'm going to do something and then not follow through.
But you've been so close to the championship of drinking so many years, Mike.
What do you mean close? Oh, I think I've had the ring. I think I've got a few rings. I think I've got more. I got more rings than anybody in this room, that's for sure.
Okay.
I truly do.
That's for you, champ.
Now, you guys are, the way you do it, the way you fellas do it, is a little different. I still do it like I did it in high school. You guys go home, you have your little cocktail.
I hope you didn't do it like that in high school.
Well, I mean, when I was 18, I mean, what I'm talking about.
I know
what
you're
should saying. Have said college.
Right. High school. Ninth grade.
No, it's the whole deal where I don't come home at night, most nights and have a cocktail. I'll go out one, or two nights a week and have a bunch of cocktails.
Make up for lost time.
And you know what? I don't think that's a healthy way to do it. That's what I hear.
All right.
But I feel like it, you know, that this is my system because of this driver and the big party that everybody got caught up in last night. This is my time to take my little month off, which I do anyway. I do that every year.
Now, what,
I take 2 months off a year.
What happens if you're in your joint this weekend and Jeff Burton comes in?
Who's he?
He's another very famous driver. He drives a singular
big
car.
Big name. I think you mentioned his last
name. He used to be number one. He might still win the cup this
He's
year.
Number five. Uh-huh. One behind Denny Hamlin.
I want
to house guest of O'Mara. House guest of me. God, I should have taken more pictures.
Yeah.
Damn it. I would have loved to drive him to his plane, but I couldn't drive. I was driven. Jeez. And incidentally, that's what I'm driven everywhere now. I'm driven everywhere.
You know, there
Can
are people,
I seriously talk
and
about...
I've heard people say you're not driven. You are driven, Mike.
You know, I'm not giving them a plug, but I will tell you about a business that they have approached me with it that we're supporting at the restaurant. And I hope this thing takes off. But you know what it's called?
What?
It's great. I hope I'm not getting it wrong, but I think it's called Scooter Cab. They will, if you go out and you've had a little bit too much to drink,
yeah.
These guys are like licensed, insured, and they will put a scooter in the trunk of your car, drive you to your house, and then they'll scooter back to where they
are. I saw this on the news. This started in Los Angeles a year ago.
So it's not an original idea.
No, it's not.
Oh, see, I got so excited.
Maybe it's even a franchised idea.
Well, these are local guys that are doing it, and they were coming, and they came into my joint, and they've got big yellow jackets that say designated driver, and I think it's fabulous. I think it's a good idea, but I was thinking
Did you get home on a scooter last night?
No.
Somebody drove you home.
Yeah, my girlfriend was not partaking last night, and so she gave me a lift home. And then the real celebrating started when everybody arrived at my house.
Sure.
That was the mistake. See, this is a combination of too much fun.
Otis, my man!
Too much festivity, and also a serious, serious lack of sleep.
What this is what this I'm... is the perfect storm. This is every ingredient for a bad hangover coming into one. You drank too much, you drank too long,
and too late.
And too late.
How much sleep?
God. Well, I slept a lot.
What time did you get up?
I got up, I got up probably about 11:30 this morning. So I slept till, I slept for about 2 hours. I don't know. You know, you're asking me the question that Carla asked me. What time did you come to bed? And that, I am afraid, I will not be able to tell you.
Was the sun up yet?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, because that was like 7:15.
No, it was dark.
Right.
It was dark. It was very, very dark. It was a dark and stormy night. Now, it was very, very, very dark. And I think that I really have no idea. I know it had to be late because it was after closing time.
I've taken months off, too.
You have?
Maybe not a whole month, but I've taken periods off.
Well, I don't think I made a whole month with that
close
absence
to
show to...
No.
Thanksgiving was not... It was more like 3 weeks.
I think it was 3.5 weeks. Yeah. But the thing is when you are nearing the end of this month, it's going to be the holidays. That's the best.
Well, that's why I.
But you're
do
saying
it now.
That you're saying that maybe this is it, because you might want to just.
I say that a lot more than I used to.
Might be good as January 3rd.
Because somebody said, when you it's not like I have to have something when I get up in the morning or any of that. I feel so bad physically that it's absolutely a piece of cake for me for days, even weeks to say, ugh, enough of that. Because, you feel too bad.
Yeah.
Even when you're with a NASCAR driver, it's not worth it. It's not worth punishing your body and waking up in the morning and coming in here. My God, it's late afternoon.
But what
and I still feel like crap. That's not fun.
What about when you balance it so you're just starting to feel good about one? And you still come to work and it's okay.
No, it's, you wake up in the morning feeling bad. The greatest thing in the world, this.
What?
The best thing in the world is getting up at crack of dawn on a weekend morning and having the whole day and doing that.
And you
trash that if you get too festive at night.
Right.
So, barring some incredible NASCAR driver walking into my life in the next month, daddy's taking a little hiatus. I have to. It's a good thing, but it's something I've done before. Whether that hiatus lasts for a longer period of time, you'll be the first to know.
Through November 26th?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
A month. And my problem is peer group pressure, too, because, people that imbibe like to be around people that imbibe. But I've got many strategies that I handle that with, too. That is a very That's something I'm very good at. I should probably not be saying this on the radio, but I know how to do this.
What?
In fact, my waitresses and bartenders at my joint know how I do this, too. And it's the old...
Oh, would you drink ginger ale?
No, soda water. A little lime in it. And, and you put it in the right kind of glass, and it looks like you're having a fine old time.
Uh-huh.
I've even gone so far as to put water in a beer bottle. So I don't get the, hey, come on, come on, what are you doing? Come on, come on, come on.
Okay.
I fight that all the time.
But what if, God forbid, over the next month?
Well, yes, Rob. Right now, Rob, why am I feeling now? Don is being very, objective with this, really not, not saying one thing on either side. You, on the other hand, are the devil.
Just listening.
You are the devil on my shoulder for some particular reason here.
I don't want to lose you.
No one does. As far as the family of drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something.
Well, how often? Seriously, how often do you and I go out and tie one on?
Almost never. But we have that link. We have that bond. And that's good. I can relate.
You know what I don't think I'm capable of doing? And this is where, when you take the little test.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm capable of, I'm capable of doing it on occasion. But it's not easy for me to go do the, the two drinks after dinner. And to bed, what a day. I'm not real good at that. If I'm out, and I have a couple of glasses of wine with dinner.
You gotta have a bottle of wine.
It kind of, and then it kind of escalates and goes on and on and on.
It's a gateway drink, Mike.
Yes, that's really the
wine is a gateway drink that you're first given in church. So blame God.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I blame is the excitement of celebrity in my little town. We don't get celebrities out there, so it was a real big deal, and I was caught up in the wave of NASCAR excitement.
Well, this is
I really was. And Denny Hamlin is my driver.
A historic day.
Is it Denny Hamlin?
Not in my show history.
But what is it?
They're saying it like Denny Crane.
Denny Hamlin.
Mike has stopped drinking.
That's easy for me to do today, incidentally, to do that Denny Crane voice. Because I do, seriously, I sound like William Shatner today. I'm feeling that way. Denny Crane.
You do look beacon.
Well, I feel better than I felt about an hour ago. You look better.
Were you smoking?
Yes. Heavily.
The perfect storm. That makes you hangover.
Yeah, it does. But I think really, Don, that I do some good by coming in here and sharing my vices with all of our listeners so that they can, if not enjoy the same lifestyle themselves,
this
they
is
can
learn from you.
Certainly live vicariously through me and, when it comes to my vices and it comes to my foibles, I believe I'm an open book. I believe I let people know what I deal with. And with that,
I'm with you.
I'm now asking permission to go home.
Thank you. What a day. I stayed yesterday. Mm-hmm. You have to stay today.
Fine.
Okay.
No problem.
Come on, make it happen.
Hey, you know what? Really, being here is not the problem. The problem is that lovely little drive, which is just, when you're talking about Montrose Road, you're preaching to the choir there. Because really, it's just, you're not feeling well,
right.
And you've got the lady going 1 mile an hour in front that sees, for some reason, as you said, looks to the left and sees the two lines of traffic merging and feels she has to stop. And I didn't even have the energy. I didn't have the energy to hit my horn.
Right.
I didn't have the energy to flip her off. I was just, what I was doing?
And were you driving with, your pinkies?
No.
just your pinky just barely on the wheel.
No, this would have been the look that I'm giving her. It's just like, she's stopped in the merge lane, I'm stopped in back of her, and I am just sitting there and looking at her like this.
Yeah.
Just the combination of exhaustion and disgust.
Yes. She broke your spirit.
That's exactly what I was feeling.
All right, well, what do we call this segment, for goodness sakes? Mike quits again.
Good luck, Mike.
Mike quits again.
Donnie feels better. Mike feels worse.
Okay, well,
that's
you'll
the
feel
name
better.
Of the segment.
You'll feel better tomorrow.
I'll feel much better tomorrow.
Feel better tomorrow.
I'll come in here with a stiff neck doing cartwheels.
Okay.
Well, no, he had a stiff neck. Oh. So don't look at me like that. It's tough enough without you giving the quizzical. What do you possibly mean? You made no sense, fat ass. Come on.
Listen, you're breaking his heart.
You know
what it's like?
Well, he doesn't care.
No, he cares. Listen,
he cares that I quit drinking. Here's the thing, Mike.
What?
Like that you drink.
Huh?
You know, like that you do.
I know you do.
You know that he doesn't really follow sports.
Right.
So he doesn't have that.
I remember when Don didn't drink.
He remembers that.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember the idol worship that you and I do.
This is
when we were kids. He looks to you. You're the Joe Montana of drinking.
You are.
I know. But I'm quitting.
And did you hear
I'm quitting for a month.
Did you hear him? He said, when you said you're quitting for a month, he said,
but you don't want to quit till the end of the year. I don't know if you heard him say this or not.
Right.
Because you do have the holidays.
It's the holidays.
Up. Like, that would be your Super Bowl season.
That's the best time to drink.
It truly is.
It's cold. People are in good moods.
Yes.
Parties.
No, I wish not to...
Maybe if you want to stop, you
I wish
stop.
Not to participate in it. I wish to profit from it. There, I've said it.
You're being a bad pimp to your mistress, the bottle.
Yes.
Your bottle. You sell that bottle, but you won't suck on that bottle.
I might.
That's the hangover speaking.
See, now, hold on. I'd just say you
well,
might.
Well, no, I'm taking the month off. It's right back where we were. I'm going to Thanksgiving.
Annual.
And, you know, after that, I'll see how I feel. I'll see where I go from there. But I haven't shut the door completely. But I'd sure love to be able to. I really would. I'd love to be able to say, you know, that's it. You know, it was a good ride. It was a good ride, but it's hard.
Fall break.
It's really, really hard when you do what I do with my second little job. You know, I mean, because I'm around it all the time. And boy, you know, not that I don't love everybody, but you know this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know this little rule.
You got to be drunk to have that job at the restaurant because you got to walk around. You know, if someone says that they don't like the way their hamburger was cooked.
No, that's not me.
But don't you get
caught? Because that's illegal.
Don't you get caught in that sometimes?
No, not anymore. No. You can't do that. You can't do that anymore. Because if I'm doing that and I'm serving that role, that's against the law.
All right,
I don't have anything to do with that. You know what I do? I say hi to my friends. And what I am is like this Mr. Happy Greeter guy.
So then you're like the skipper. When Frida and I went to Alan Hale's restaurant.
I'm like,
he was a greeter. He walked around.
I'm like Chuck E. Cheese.
The reason that Frida and I went to Alan Hale's restaurant, the late Alan Hale's restaurant, was because he was there.
Right.
It was called Skipper's, right?
It was called Skipper's. It was. And it had a...
But I'm no Skipper.
A flotation device outside.
I mean, you know when I knew... I knew where I rated.
I didn't mean that as a put down.
No, I know you did, but I'm saying I'm no skipper because I mean I'm not at that level.
No, you're the skipper of that restaurant.
It's like people were knocking me over to get to this NASCAR driver last night.
Oh, come on!
They were knocking me over. They didn't know who the hell I was.
Please, that for the skipper.
You ever been next to somebody famous and somebody comes up and they don't even like they look at you like you? What did he write?
For the skipper, that would be like if Maxwell Smart came in.
This is from the back room. Joe says you are not the skipper. You are a foppish bon vivant.
That's from Joe?
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Hey, Joe. Joe, I take that as a compliment, okay?
Yeah. But here's what I don't get. Even if you just got to walk around and like be a host, because it's your name on the place.
Right.
So people can see you. How could you tolerate all those drunk people saying hello if you weren't drunk yourself?
That is the million-dollar question. I mean, really, that is the million-dollar question. Question.
All right, Mike, let's pick this up next week. I see our hour is just about over.
How much do I owe you? That was really, really therapeutic for me. I feel clear.
Let's meet
I feel
next
very,
week.
Very clear. I didn't feel clear at the beginning of the hour.
Let's meet next week. Let's talk about this again.
All right.
And what can I tell you?
Do you have any advice, any final advice? Because, you know, you haven't passed judgment. You're normally, like I am, a tremendously judgmental individual. And I, you know, what would you do if you were me? Don't say something cruel. He's got his cruel laugh. That's his cruel smile.
So
that's his.
Choices.
I'd put a shotgun in my mouth.
No.
Yes.
Guy, you put me in a weird position. Do you want the real answer?
Yes.
Say you'd be honest enough with yourself to say either you're going to actually quit and really quit, or just deal with the fact that you drink a lot. Or that maybe you have a drinking problem, or maybe you don't, but if you do it half-assed, if you do this thing, I'm just going to quit for a month.
Well, I've done that for the last couple of years.
And look how that's worked out. Look how you feel today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not busting your balls. Well, now, see, now you ask me.
Well, now you've hurt me.
Now you... Well, okay, would you rather I would have said something like, let me see.
No, you're saying go all the way or don't go at all. Don't talk about it, you know.
Yeah.
Do it.
It can't be like your diet. I mean, your diet can be one thing you can jump up and down and you know, round on. And
right.
You know, but this is... Yeah, this is booze. I don't mean in a robbed way. I mean,
this is the destructive world of booze.
it's booze, but you know, I don't know if you're an alcoholic. I don't think you are. You drink a lot.
I know a lot of guys drink a lot. Yeah. You know what? There's one concept about drinking that I've never been able to understand.
What?
How someone can go out, party their ass off, get up in the morning, and have hair of the dog. I don't know how people can do that. Either. I think it's disgusting.
If you feel that bad that you need that.
But that's one of the things in the book that I read. You know, that little pamphlet, you know, how you know when you're a boozer when.
Hi, Joe.
Joe.
Joe?
Mike, I got three Heinekens upstairs that will tune you right up, brother.
Joe's back there waving his hand.
Now, Joe, you can do that, right? You can get up in the morning after you've had one and pair of the dog it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's all I would say.
Joe is a breakfast drinker.
Esther, get off the pot. You know, really.
Well, I'll let you know in a month.
Either it's there or it's not there.
I'll let you know in a month. I look forward to disappointing you.
See, either way, you don't disappoint me. You're my buddy. I don't care.
No, but I think, don't you think, though, that even if it's a month or 2 months a year, that's, drying out, clearing yourself up, cleaning your system up. So that's better than, if you were going balls to the wall the whole time.
I couldn't do that.
You can't?
I don't think I could.
You really?
For a month? No.
All right. Buzz, can you give weed up for a month?
I don't know.
So think about it.
Give it up for a day?
Give it up before the show's over.
You'd have to start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Before the next commercial break.
Well, I'll keep you posted. I will let you know what's going on, and I'll let you know how I'm feeling.
All right, good.
But today, come on.
I know, you're not feeling too perky.
I think I've expended all the effort I'm going to expend. I'm going to nod and smile for the rest of the show.
Excedrin?
This is not certainly...
We're not doing anything taxing today, are we? We're not doing any particular...
Having jarts today.
We're not doing E to E today, are we?
At 4:40, we're doing the feats of strength.
We are going to do Larry today.
Oh, Larry's fine. I can do Larry in my sleep.
Well, good, that's
which
the
is
attitude.
Probably going to happen.
That's the attitude.
That's how Larry does it.
That's exactly how Larry does it. We're going to have a winning show today.
Who's the agent?
From Larry from the corner.
That's Larry.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
We need to break.
I know we do.
No,
there's a million calls.
What the hell do we need to break for, Rob, huh?
We don't break, we don't go home.
Come on.
Right.
You want to stay?
No, I don't want to stay. I mean, after the show's over.
Of course, friend.
You know what I mean?
Of course, friend.
I wasn't referring to the next hour.
You really? Hold on. You really feel that bad?
No, I don't. I did. I don't know.
When did it change?
About a half an hour ago. Mm-hmm. That's how bad I felt coming in here. I really did. I was faking it.
I couldn't tell.
That's high. You know what that's called?
What?
That, my friends, is called high functioning. High functioning.
Not to be confused with high yellow.
No.
High yellow.
Or high karate.
Or high and lowest.
High and lowest.
Or just
high.
Or just high, and that's like wrapped up in a nice little bow.
It all comes full circle. Okay, we do have to break, Mike.
Already? Okay. I'm going to go get a drink.
Of water.
Mm-hmm.
A drink of water.
Hydrate.
That's what I've got right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hydrate.
Good man.
Just about three fingers of vodka in there.
Just a splash?
No problem at all.
No one likes it, quitter.
Quitter!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no! Would the more attractive of you please step forward?
No, that's funny.
You're both very attractive. Would one of the things I'm attractive, please step forward?
Quickly as possible, time is money.
What do you have in mind?
VD. I'm really into penicillin.
That's funny!
Actually, what I had in mind was spending the evening with a stranger who loves me.
It's going to cost you $100.
Oh, yeah? What time do you get off work?
No, I'm kidding. Let's make it $200, but I will ask you to Simonize my car. Tell me, has there been a death in your family? This is funny stuff.
Let's go.
Billman, give her friend $100. She came in second.
They want to fight for ye. Don and Mike.
Yeah, baby.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I bet you win just so I can feel you on top of me.
Suck on that, losers.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on here.
Hello there.
Oh, I am a dumbass. Well, there you go. The lines are on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey. Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, have you ever been up to that stupid Shepherdstown College up there?
Have you ever been to that
where?
Shepherd's College? Oh, I know. It's where you go if you want to actually be a shepherd.
Right. Yes.
Holy mackerel.
Then they got a killer football team.
It's Shepherd's School.
Killer football team. Also, they make a great pie.
The Lambs.
What a pack of weirdos up there.
The Shepherd Lambs. Well, why are you so upset about it?
Oh, you should see all these people sitting out along the road and stuff, man.
Was I talking to you last night?
What are you talking about? That's like a NASCAR driver.
Hey, Johnny's going to put the a picture up on the website of I do have photographic evidence of my brush with NASCAR greatness last night, so it'll be up on the website if people want to see it. So,
thank you, Buzz. You prompted him on the name.
Yes. Denny Hamlin.
See, you just prompted him.
Yes, I did.
No prompting.
Sorry.
No prompting. No stop prompting. It. Was that it? Is that the only reason you're calling?
Why are you so upset, sir?
Oh, we hung up.
Bye.
Oh,
all right, get out of here, for goodness sakes.
Oh, sir.
I don't know where the first hour of the show went today.
Very rapidly.
We have pressing business with the jackass Michael Hughes, our general manager.
We do indeed.
Because our homemade YouTube commercial is going to be running sometime this weekend.
I had heard it was the...
even with the rain.
It was the game. The game was rained out last night.
And maybe it'll even be rained out tonight.
Right.
What they're going to do is take the commercial that... you guys put on YouTube.
Right.
We had a contest and picked the one that we liked the best, a homemade commercial for the show, actually going to run during the World Series, as it turns out, not during CSI or Family Guy. World Series, but we're going to talk with Hughes to find out exactly when it's going to run.
Okay.
What's the point of buying the commercial and running?
Did you say yesterday maybe the fourth inning? Had I heard that?
Top first break.
Mm-hmm.
At the fourth inning.
Okay.
Top of the fourth.
Very good. Uh-huh.
But we don't know until we talk to Hughes.
So does that mean we're actually going to have to speak to him today?
Yep.
And we're going to do that right now?
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. If you insist. And then I'll have to contact my little old lady to get the other TV box.
Yeah, but this is big, and I got to lecture him a little bit about our show as well.
Yeah.
He should be running with us, for God's sakes, publicity-wise. He should be running. It'd make him look good as well.
Right.
Big dumbass he is.
Now, if he hears that, he's not going to answer
his
phone.
Michael Hughes. I'm sorry.
Jive ass.
Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now.
No.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm looking for last name Rod, first name Nim.
Hello, it's us.
Hi.
Your favorite afternoon DJs.
Call us about our commercial. We need to know when it's going to run. And also, you're handling this thing, as always, wrong.
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 Mikey.
You should be out there selling it to the masses, letting the people in the industry know that we have done something that no other radio show has done.
Right.
And that you, through no knowledgeable effort on your own, you somehow managed to make yourself look like you know what's going on, too, because you're the guy that's getting the commercial on TV.
We wish to have this one commercial announced to the whole world.
So we'd like to know exactly when during the World Series our homemade commercial will be running, the one that, you know, we had the contest on YouTube, and also, when are you going to get the press releases out? Because this is a really, as far as radio goes... pretty good story that not only makes...
It's a YouTube commercial.
That only makes us and our listeners look good.
Homemade.
But it also makes you, Nimrod, I'm talking to Michael now, makes you look good, too.
This will make you look like a genius.
Makes you look like you were on the ground floor of something that actually happened.
And we all know how rare those opportunities come.
So come on, Michael, don't drop the ball.
Right.
Don't drop the ball. Call us. Let us know when this thing's going to be on.
We want to make this thing splash, baby.
Right?
A big splash.
Bye now, Rod.
Thanks for calling, Nim.
I mean, Nim.
I love it when we say thanks for calling when we leave the message.
Bye-bye. Well, really, that's all I wanted to say to him anyway, so I hope he gets the message.
I'm sure he will.
It would be nice
He's
to
under
know,
his desk right now.
Be nice to know when the spot airs.
Exactly.
So we can promote it.
Right.
Because what they really should be doing is going to the broadcast press, saying, hey, we've got a show that's done something with YouTube that no other radio show has done.
Right.
They were the first guys to do this. They had a contest. People put the commercials up on YouTube. Hundreds of thousands of people viewed them.
Right.
We selected one. And not only are we as a company supporting this wild, crazy outlandish idea.
Right.
We're placing it during the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, this is a technological advance
if
that we should be spotlighting.
If we worked for Clear Channel, they'd have some kind of publicity machine, some kind of promotion, some kind of press release.
Do they know how to write press releases over at 10800 Main Street? Are they able to do that at all?
No. This would have to be higher up the flagpole, which means Hughes would have the balls to call someone in New York to tell them about this.
Right.
But here's the thing. You would think he would want to do it because it makes him, he can go to them and say,
hey, looks good.
This makes me look good. You know, we're taking the money out of budget, but really this is going to be a big deal and it'll make us look good in the industry.
Well, maybe he'll take the message and he'll run with it. That's so foolish.
He'll look like he knows what's going on.
Right.
You know, but I think what probably happened...
Sorry, I didn't get your voicemail until after the World Series was over.
You know, probably New York, the corporate office, has no idea we're even doing this. Because probably he's just like taking the money from a slush fund.
Well, probably at the corporate,
to buy the one commercial.
At the corporate office, when he calls, this is probably how they answer the phone.
What? Who?
They pick up the phone. Is it... Michael Hughes on the phone for you.
What?
What?
What is it?
What does he want?
Yeah.
That, or it's like this. Don't you? Hey, he's on the immediate, I'm on the other line list. Look at the list.
Right.
So anyway, get on that news.
When the high-powered executives up in New York answer the phone by going live into the phone, I'm not here right now.
Now we've got to...
Pretending they're a voicemail machine.
Because we couldn't get a hold of him. We do have another manager that we can speak about.
Oh, good.
Rob, be a love and grab that music, please.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Background music. This manager is Ken Pauley, operations manager of our new affiliate in Miami, WMEN.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be a station that played...
Music of your life.
Music for dead people.
Yeah.
They played, like, Perry Homo, Perry Como. They played, I don't know, the Andrews Sisters.
Rosemary Clooney.
You know, Sinatra, Bing Crosby.
Real
I like Frank Sinatra. I think you have to avoid talking about Frank.
Yeah, right. They played real olden time crap.
Thanks, please.
The I think the breakdown on listeners was really like 65 to dead.
Right.
That was the demo they were going for. And they were killing them dead.
And I guess they're getting a lot of hate mail because of the switch that they've made.
Not only hate mail,
especially from our show.
Not only hate mail, but they also have the talk back line.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, we gotta hear that.
My God. Some of these, some of them are 2 minutes long.
Right.
Oh, they're montages.
Yeah.
Are they all different?
Lots of people.
All different colors.
Really?
So anyway, let's hear some of these. They sent these down the line from our station in Miami, WMEN.
Wow.
Here's some of the feedback. On our show.
Is this Papa Loves Mambo again? What is this?
It's just some generic background music.
Okay.
Here now is feedback on our show.
I don't know if I particularly care for what the new station is doing. Sorry.
I think your change is a piece of crap.
Wow, anger.
Whoever did this change is a complete idiot. You've just lost 2 loyal listeners. Your program is one of the stupidest things we've heard.
Yeah, baby.
Now, what the hell did you do to your station? You brought out some awful, awful stuff that I tuned out, and I couldn't believe it was the same station. If you think you're going to appeal to men, realize it's we, the women, who do all the buying and who control the purse.
God bless her.
We are all the women who do the dying.
Buying. The buying. The
buying.
They control the purse strings.
This is the.
Is there more?
Oh, I just stopped it, Mike.
Oh, wow.
It goes on and on and on.
This is delightful.
We have the money, we do the buying, we do the listening. And I will never listen to your rotten news station again. It's awful.
And you should know these are not made up.
This is passion.
I swear to God, these are real calls they received during our show. Because they're running an ad saying, you know, we want your feedback. So people are calling.
This is real passion.
You can take your station and shove it.
I'm sorry you have such garbage on because I can't listen to it anymore.
This is the worst programming I have had since in 7 years since I've come down to Florida. I'm really appalled at what you have done to music that the seniors like. You think the seniors are nothing in Florida? Just wait.
Now that
you've got my permission to use my voice, your new format sucks.
You know, it sounds like that last one before that. That's the very closest thing to a threat.
Yes.
That I mean. I picture, you know, legions of senior citizens storming with pitchforks.
They're going to come with full Depends diapers?
Wow.
Throwing them at us?
You're not going to want to hear these comments, but this new station is total crap. I miss Peter Marshall and Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We've replaced some hacks before.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wink Martindale.
Game show hacks.
Really, really furious about this change.
Yeah.
There isn't a decent station to listen to anymore. Thank you very much for nothing.
Just die, wow. You bag. Die.
I'm not interested in any of the garbage that you're currently producing on WMEN.
Thank you. Yeah, I think your decision sucks. It's awful. Of course, I'm a woman, so you don't care since this is now a, quote, man station. But I think it sucks.
Mike, hold on. We have so many of these, we have to reset the music bed.
Old people don't usually use the word suck.
Well, it's a new generation of old.
It's a new generation, and we've really gotten them passionate. They use it freely. Very, very cool.
We had wondered, I advised that only 10 people would be listening the first day that we were out in Miami. Turns out many more than 10.
Yeah. Wow.
This guy, Ken Pauly, says that while the phones are ringing with old people who are mad, the most amount of calls generated thus far has been... by the Don and Mike show.
Well, you know, we got a little personal with him yesterday, and I think there's no surprise there.
All of these are calls that were received over the last 2 days during our show.
Well, very good.
Let's get. I mean,
I love them.
We are not even to the beginning of these.
Wow.
There's got to be, I'm not kidding, 75 of these.
So people just calling all day.
But these are the ones that were picked up between 3 and 7.
Very good.
When our show's on.
Oh, big disappointment. Don't expect us to listen to it.
I gave yours a shot today. Whoa, is it horrible?
I am extremely disappointed in your new man talk show. It is the pits. Goodbye.
Hey, suck it, you bitch.
Oh, God.
Well, let me go to the next one. Just segment number one here is... What, Mr. Compulsive? You got a reset?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, here's some more.
All right, let's hear some more.
What a disappointment. I think it's criminal that you take it off a very popular radio station that meets the needs of a very large group of people to create it for a little bunch of jockstrap characters.
Please, let me send you a...
Trying to say jockstrap?
Send you a bag of oxygen.
I am very unhappy with the change in the programming. I used to wake up to lovely music and nice talking, and now I wake up to angry people yelling on the radio. It's not pleasant, and I'm very unhappy, and I am changing my station.
Well, at least she was polite.
And again, that one was received between 3 and 7.
Yep.
So she doesn't get up until... She's like you.
Gets up in the afternoon.
She gets up until the afternoon.
Works for me.
Really, really, I don't know what audience you're trying to get. But the audience that you're trying to get is busy on internet pornos.
Whoa!
Thank you for nothing.
Wow.
The kind of program that you're putting on now is really horrendous, unimportant, and really, it's terrible. I can't even listen to it. At first, I thought I made a mistake and tuned to the wrong station.
This is delightful.
You know, I've noticed a lot of these voices... sound like voices we've had on our show before.
I believe you're correct.
The Florida accent.
How are you?
Thank you, Buzz.
How I'm going now is absolutely horrendous. It's noisy, it's loud, and it has absolutely no taste.
It's unfair. I don't know what idiot thinks these things up.
I think it's the worst thing in radio.
Wow.
I think the new format stinks. It's childish. And it really is absurd.
Eat me, old man.
Goodbye.
Go to hell.
I am so upset with this radio station.
Really?
You made me so happy with my beautiful music, and now you put this junk on?
Yeah.
You want to put me on the radio? I think it's silly. But
you're on.
I miss all these great songs. I finally thought I found the station.
Shut up, you old bitch.
My age. Never mind these young
people. Stop picking fights with the senior citizens.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying every minute of this.
I hate your decision.
Thank you.
Because I'm not a man of a certain age, that gives you no reason to change stations without any further prior announcements. I think this new program stinks.
The show stinks. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Any more?
Yep, we got one more round.
Oh, please.
One more round to go through.
I think they're delightful. They're great. They really are.
Yeah. God damn, these are great ads for the show.
Tell you, I'd put that format on another station down there.
Yeah, maybe. They should just run this on a loop. They should just run these calls.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no better way to advertise exactly what you're doing down there.
That's true.
For goodness sakes. All you old people. With your Tam O'Shanter and hats.
Tam O'Shanter. Are you thinking of the guy in Falling Down that's on the golf course?
Yeah, or Rodney.
Get off of my golf course!
Yeah, driving 5 miles an hour with your goddamn left-hand turn signal on.
Right.
Just waiting to smell the inside of a casket.
Yellow.
Okay. Let's hear some more comments on our show.
I hate it. I think it's disgusting. The conversations that I could barely leave it on long enough. I'm disgusted.
I think what you've done is disgusting. I'll never listen to 6:40 a.m. again. Bye.
Bye.
I absolutely
I like
refuse
people.
To listen to your very, very awful new station.
I don't think I can listen to it anymore. All you hear is a mass of noise and jabber. It sounds awful.
But all of us feel that this man talk is repetitive. It's on the other stations. And we're just plain unhappy.
Too bad.
Forget the station. You could have your man talk in your youth. It just doesn't do anything. Take care.
I'd just crawl in a hole and die.
Wow.
I come from New York and I've heard everything, but these guys are two morons.
Thank you.
You need this. Thank you.
Ah, shut up. Some bug's going to be eating your eyeball next week.
He's from New York.
Pal.
I cannot believe you devote a station to men. We have sports stations. We have all kinds of stuff.
What do you want? A radio station called KUN?
Daisy 105.
You know what I mean. KUN. Yeah, that'd be a good call letter, too.
Rob, I like this music in the background.
Men aren't the only ones that listen to the radio.
I am a listener at 640. I have been listening to your program since we moved down here. I am outraged that there is no music for what we so call the senior citizen of South Florida. And it is ridiculous that you have that kind of program on early in the day. Why the heck don't you have it where you've got the disco at later in the evening? It's unimaginable that you have no feeling for the older and senior.
We don't.
Patron.
We don't. Goodbye.
I don't know why you would change something, and if you're going to change it, why don't you change it for men and women?
Because you don't matter.
Men, exclusively. I won't listen to it. Thank you.
Matter of rule.
These are mostly
yes, the
women.
The news station is disgusting.
I've taken 640 off my radio, never to be listened to again. Right down the toilet, you took yourself and the station. Hope you guys have a wonderful time on the unemployment line.
Whoa!
Thanks, Dick.
Little I heard so far of the gentleman on the new program, it's pathetic. And that's the nicest word I can think of right now.
Oh, dear.
Really pathetic.
Yeah, right.
That one hurts.
Loser. Is that it? That would be all that they sent down.
Boy, I hope they send them to us every single day.
After the first 2 days of the
station. It's disgusting. It's going right down the toilet.
Half an hour to dinner.
Now, hold on.
Half an hour to dinner gets the early bird special.
Now, this guy, Dustin, just screened a call. I disagree. This guy, I think, Dustin?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
He's going to claim that five of those ladies were the same one.
No, at first it sounded like when you first started playing them, it was the same lady calling in a few times.
Well, I think you will find, Dustin, if you spend any length of time in South
they
Florida.
They all have that Florida accent.
You
that
would find millions of women that sound like that.
Well,
exactly
like that.
After my grandma shotguns a few beers, she loves the Don and Mike show. I think they should try that and loosen up.
How about that? Free beer for senior citizens.
Yeah. I like it.
Right. See you later.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm just picturing his grandma shotgunning a beer now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, if you play it back, that old guy that starts to laugh, he says, I'll never listen to this 640 BM. He almost says BM. He cuts himself off.
Okay. Well, if you can't do it, you might as well say it.
We'll go back and listen to that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Right. Hello.
Radio guys.
Howdy.
I'm surprised senior citizens can even hear the radio.
Hey. Now, that's unfair.
I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to say, guys, that was one of the funnier things I've ever heard of a recording before.
We agree with you.
Yeah.
And one other thing.
Yes.
Wah, F and wah, F and wah, F and wah.
What was that? Why? Where after why, where after where? Well, it didn't make any sense.
Huh?
I don't know what disturbs me. The call itself or the fact that you understood what he was trying to do.
He was seated in hatred. So
seated in hatred. That's why Rob said it. Okay.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, a lot of those ladies sound like the lady who was looking for the imaginary ballroom on Ron and Fez.
The lady? I don't remember hearing that on Ron and Fez.
Again, that is the Florida accent, so it could be a woman... who has relocated from New York to
Florida. You know, it sounds like our good friend, I think she's passed now, Faye Weber.
Oh, I think she's alive.
Is Faye with us still?
I believe.
Yeah.
Hello, boys. Faye Weber. How are you?
Although
I'm Faye Weber.
How are you? We may have lost the mister.
Seymour. Yes. Yeah. Seymour. Seymour women.
Yeah, I think he's gone.
Hello. He loved his porno book.
He did.
There are many, many women in Florida who sound like that, and maybe even someone from Ron and Fez. I don't know.
I just want to say you're taking it right down the toilet. I won't be listening to your garbage, crap.
Sucked.
It absolutely sucked.
What about women? I've listened today. I can't believe you have this on during the daylight hours.
We're the ones that do all the buying.
You're doing the buying of what? You know, can you imagine what an average stop set on that station was like? We'll be right back with more Music of Your Life. But first, here's a word from Hughes Funeral Home. Now a word from Depends Undergarments.
Hi, now, everybody. I'm Michael Hughes.
And now, let's talk about Tussie Deodorant.
I'm Wink Martindale. Here's some more music for you to dance to.
Now
you're just
good.
Being cruel.
Pretty good. All right, we got a break. We do have a Larry thing coming up. And this is a timely Larry thing.
And keep those coming, station down there in Florida.
Please.
We'd love to hear them.
That's WMEN, Mike.
WMEN. Men.
5640. If you go to our website right now, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, there's a picture of a kid. Maybe you've seen this on the news already today.
Very cute.
He is a kid. Maybe you saw this on the internet. It's everywhere. Kid crawled in to one of those claw machines.
Okay.
And got stuck inside.
He wanted a toy. What? Oh, really?
There's the picture for you, Mike.
So he's sitting there with all the stuffed animals.
Inside the stuffed animals. Inside the giant plastic cage.
Jesus, that's no small accomplishment
with all
somebody
of
that age.
Animals.
He climbed in, took out his coat, I guess, and climbed in the
chute.
He's about two.
So it's two. It's a hot booking for Rob. Rob was not able to secure the kid. We got
the mother.
The kid's mother.
The mother will be good to talk to.
The mother.
You like being a mother?
The grandmother.
She was the one who was watching.
The grandmother. Yeah.
Kids
got to keep an eye on them, right?
Yeah. Old people.
Sure.
Old people. They die before young people, right?
Hi, folks. Leigh King, Music of Your Life coming up with Wink Martindale and Peter Marshall, otherwise known as Pete Lecoq.
Dirt in your mouth. That's not good, right?
Beetles in your eye sockets. Bad, right?
We've got a present right now for a seventh caller. It's a shovel.
Congratulations.
Off my shovel.
I'm Larry from the corner. I'm curious.
I'm Larry from the corner. I'm curious, too.
Hi, Lay.
Hi, Lay.
Lay King, folks.
How's Mike feeling?
Thanks for coming, man.
How's Mike feeling?
Mike's all there.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. this money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
Probably took it from them.
Anderson Cooper 360.
I forgot to change the music. I'll tell you why.
This come, is music top of feel of the Don and Mike Show.
Before we get to the Larry thing, this music's ridiculous.
It's jungle music.
We're just on the phone during the commercial break with the operations guy from the station in Miami where we play those messages.
Right.
He said that they're averaging for our show about 70 a day.
Get about 70 complaints.
Very nice.
And then we'll encapsulate the good ones for us.
Good. Oh, that's great.
Here's what I was thinking. Now, if any of those people are listening right now, it's 4:48. It's almost dinner time.
You're on your way to
for
the
you old coots.
Right. Going to the blue light special, the blue plate special.
Why don't you wait about 20 minutes or 25 minutes? And Mike and I will actually open our lines and see if we can have some dialogue with the people of South Florida.
Beautiful. We would love you to call us.
Upset. Rob, let's find out what the call letters used to be. Was it WWJNA?
JNA. We'd love to hear your complaints live.
We'd like to address them.
They're much more stimulating live than they would be on tape.
So keep in mind, if you're one of the many people that's debating whether calling a funeral home now.
Right.
Or calling a radio show.
If you'd really like to get it off your chest, we'll give you an open forum.
Our phone number, we'll say it slow.
And perhaps a little spirited debate.
We know you're old. 877-365-3636.
Don.
Mike.
Would you repeat it, please?
877-365-3636.
Oh, I'm writing it down. I'm sorry. Yes.
3636.
3-6-8-7
But we know you move very slowly, so don't worry. Take your time. We're going to do something else. But if we have time, around 4:45 today, we'll take live calls from South Florida only. So you can comment on the changes that have happened on the radio station live.
And as I mentioned before, perhaps a little spirited debate as well.
I hope so. I hope some of you old cadavers call us.
We'd love to hear from you.
Really, right now we have to do something that actually should be right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in your goddamn demo.
You might like it. Well, he lives there too sometimes, doesn't he? Larry?
In Boca Raton.
Boca.
He lives in Boca.
Hello, Boca.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
Hi, brother.
I'm Larry King.
And this is Lay King. This is Larry to Larry. We're all very excited with our new guest today. Everyone's got kids, right? Well, not everyone.
I've got kids.
I've got kids.
You've got kids.
Sure. I've got Cannon and Chance Armstrong King.
And my wife.
He is a good boy. Sean he King. Is a happy boy.
Sean King.
The Chancy Man. Likes the little it. Chancy man. I wrote that one myself.
He likes it when I eat it to Y.
Oh, wow.
I'm good like that. I'm Larry the Lizard.
You got the mouth.
Have you seen this on
Whoa.
The news? Hey, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Toddler gets stuck in vending machine. Today on Larry and Larry Live, we have the grandmother of the toddler that was caught in a vending machine.
Whoa. Kids are like that, right? They wander. Oh, well, that's Frederica Beardman.
Frederica.
Frederica, are you there?
Fred. Hello, Fred.
Frederica? Hello? Hello, Frederica? Are you there? Did you hang up?
Hello, Frederica.
No, I'm not. I'm here.
Well, hello, Frederica. Well, we've been waiting. Thanks for coming on Larry to Larry.
Hi.
Welcome to Larry.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on.
How long have you been in a gang? Go!
Hello?
Gangs are bad, right? Gangs kill people.
Brother.
Right?
Brother. Oh, brother. Yesterday's show.
What, brother?
This is a lady that lost a toddler. She's not in a gang.
No.
You're the lady. Oh, hi, brother.
Hi, brother. How are you? Folks, hi, this folks. Is Leigh King.
This is Leigh King.
Hi.
Tonight, Shiite Muslims with Anderson Cooper, 360.
Yes, he'll be doing the same show he's done for the last 7 weeks.
Your three-year-old grandson. Oh, my son's 3 years old.
Yeah, I'm real old for a young son.
Your three-year-old grandson.
Won't be seeing the graduation from high school.
He got stuck in a vending machine.
Odds are against me.
How'd that happen? Go!
How'd that happen?
Yeah.
Go! Okay, you want me to tell you?
Sure.
Yes, please. Go!
We were in a local store shopping, and they have a game room where all the games are in, and they have this big vending machine.
Frederica,
I must tell you something.
Kids like games, right?
Pardon?
Kids like games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
You and I have interviewed world leaders.
We have.
Yeah. Bob Streisand will be rewriting that one this weekend on Larry
Ross Perot, Don Rickles, Francis Albert, Wink Martindale.
I detect a bit of an accent. I'm going to guess that you are from the great state of Wisconsin.
Yes, I'm from Wisconsin.
Where are you from originally? Germany?
Germany. Yes.
Sprechen Sie?
Yes, ich spreche Deutsch.
Sprecky Deutsch.
Hitler was bad, right?
Very bad.
Hitler was bad, right?
Who?
Hitler.
Hitler, bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Bad guy.
He's bad.
Yeah, he was.
Germans are bad, right?
Evil tyrant.
It's what?
Germans are bad, right?
No, we're good people.
Volkswagens are good, right?
Good cars. Real good cars. And BMW, you make those too, right?
Right.
Which do you like, VW?
I had to leave that out. Who do you trust more now?
The Japs or the Germans?
The Japs or the Germans.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you're from Germany.
We're going all the way back to World War II.
Yeah.
And we're asking you who you trust more. Is it the Japs or the Germans?
Well, the Germans, naturally.
The Germans, naturally.
I like Knockwurst, right?
You like Knockwurst?
Well, I like Knockwurst, right?
How do you make the sauerkraut?
How I cook it.
I love that stuff there, boy.
Yeah.
Nice big plated ass sauerkraut and an egg cream on a hot summer day.
I'm Leigh King.
I'm Leigh King.
I guess.
Hi, folks.
I guess tonight is
Frederica Beardman.
She is a Nazi sympathizer who's joining us to talk about a small child who bought a vending machine.
How'd the kid get in?
I don't know. He just climbed in. We don't know.
Were you watching him?
No.
Is he quick?
It was just a second.
Is he
I
fast?
Was reaching. No, he's a good kid.
Is he fast, though? I said, is he fast?
Is he fast?
Does he move across? Fast.
Fast.
Does he move across the floor?
He's very fast, yes.
Are you speaking German?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, would you like for him to be adopted by Madonna? Would you like for him to go to Africa and be adopted by Madonna?
No, I don't think so. We like to keep him.
Do you spoil him?
Yeah.
We spoil him a little bit.
Why do grandmas spoil babies? Why? Go.
Because children are cute.
So you like Germany. Huh?
Not my kids. Both mine don't look like me, unfortunately.
Oh, I don't know what you look like.
I mean, brother.
We both look like frogs.
Oh, well.
Little green frogs with glasses and suspenders.
Yeah, you sound like...
When did you become infatuated with Germany? Go.
As what?
With Germany. When did you become infatuated with Germany?
Infatuated?
With Germany.
I am German. I was born in Germany.
What country... I mean, what town in Germany were you...
Nuremberg.
What?
Nuremberg.
Nuremberg, that's where they had the trials, right?
That's where they had the famous trials.
Whoa.
Those guys were bad, right?
As what?
Those guys were bad, right?
Well, yeah, they deserve to be.
But kids are good, right? Even if they get caught in the machine.
You're kidding. Probably,
he was an actor.
He probably got, like, germs on him in that machine, right?
Well, I imagine.
Frederica.
Yeah.
How many toys does he have? How many toys does the boy have?
How many toys?
Yeah.
He's got lots of toys.
Huh?
He has lots of toys.
How did you...
Does he like games?
He liked the games. That's why he went in there.
How'd you find him inside the cage machine?
He walked around and hugged all the animals. He had a blast in there.
Was there oxygen being piped in?
Well, that was my biggest scare. You know, that's why I was not good.
Well, the claw might have gotten him. You know, does he have a soft head?
Yes, he does.
You need oxygen to breathe.
Funny.
You need oxygen to breathe, right?
That's hilarious.
Since we're on that, let's talk about his soft head. I picked up a baby one time. The head was so soft.
Hey, brother.
I still have a soft spot in my head.
Remember that time we poked our thumb in that baby's head and we went all the way down to his nostrils?
You've never heard such crying.
Oh, my God.
But oddly enough, he's going to Yale now.
Well, he's fine. Robert is fine, and we're glad, you know.
Frederica.
Yeah?
You know what my father called me? This is all the way back in Brooklyn there, boy. He called me Puddinhead.
Puddinhead?
Yeah, because my head was so soft.
Yeah.
All the King boys, my brother had a soft head, too.
You know what he called me?
What did he call you?
Asswipe.
Yeah, all the time.
Asswipe.
Oh, my God, you guys are bad.
He did.
He said, hey,
he wasn't a good father there, boy.
Mr. Asswipe.
Oh, my God.
A pain in the ass.
Be your son.
He called me Puddin' Head and him Asswipe. Every day, same thing.
You guys talk like that.
He would say to me,
I had difficulty with mine, Papa.
He would say, how come you don't have a soft head like your brother?
You guys talk like that on the show.
What's that?
You talk on live show like this.
We do, but we never call each other asswipe.
You talk like you're in Fargo. Go!
Go.
I love that movie, Go.
Oh, man.
Frederica.
Yeah?
Pretty name.
Thank you.
Who gave it to you?
My mom.
Are you raising?
Good idea. Their parents give kids names, right?
Are you raising the grandchild? Go.
If I'm what?
Are you raising the grandchild?
No,
Go.
No, I just had him for the day. No, he lives with his mom, Michelle.
Where's Dad?
Dad?
Where's Dad?
His dad is Chuck.
My mother called me Gravy Face. Where's Gravy Face King?
Hey, Puddinhead.
Hey, Asswipe.
You guys.
Well, we don't do it for real. We only call each other that to be kidding, of course.
We remember our pops.
Yeah, pops and mom.
Larry Sr.
For a long time, Mom would call us to breakfast by saying, come downstairs, spit and snot.
But later...
I didn't like being called snot. And my brother didn't like being called spit.
Better than being called asswipe, though.
Yeah. Or Puddinhead.
My parents didn't call us that.
What names did you call your grandson after he climbed in the vending machine? Go!
I called him a little Houdini.
A little Houdini.
What? Did you say Houdini?
I love a screwdriver.
I think you said Houdini. Is that a drink? I like to drink. You know what I like to drink?
Well,
my friend Mike.
Menace too, so.
Do you think... Newsmaker question. Hi, folks. It's Larry King.
Hi, this is Larry King. Anderson Cooper 360 coming up at the top of the hour.
Do you think Michael Merrill will be able to keep his promise of sobriety for the next 3 weeks? Go!
Good question. Go.
Go.
That's what?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Probably not, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you spank the boy?
I spank him? No, I don't spank my grandchildren.
Yeah, I had such a soft head, boy. Yeah.
That's not nice to do. Don't ever do that again.
Do what?
I told him never to do this again.
I thought your countrymen believe in corporal punishment.
Germans like to punish, right?
It has nothing to do with it. I'm longer in this country than in Germany.
I wish I hadn't had a soft head. Couldn't
my
play any sports.
Good parents.
Kept me off the football team.
Remember? Hey, brother. Remember when Dad had my name spelled on the back of my jersey, but I was playing on a lacrosse team?
It was frustrating because sometimes you'd get a PA announcer that would say, and playing for Brooklyn College, there's asswipe.
I would take that over Puddinhead any day of the week.
So you finally changed it to A wipe. An A with a period and then a wipe.
Hi, folks, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Larry King. We're talking about children with soft heads with Frederica Biedman.
Oh, my God.
She apparently has not only been to Germany, you've been to Japan, right?
I've been in Japan. I don't think so.
Oh, you've not been to Japan?
No.
The only sport
I want to be in Japan.
The only sport I played was badminton.
because the Japs were in the World War II with the Germans.
Name a good German food. Go!
Sauerkraut.
You said that already.
Name a good Japanese food.
Go.
Name a good Japanese food.
I don't know.
Name one. Go.
I don't know.
I got two, tempura and sushi.
Sushi, okay.
I put my finger in a tempura fryer one time. Boy, that's pain.
I ate some sweet and sour that was more sour than sweet.
Frederica.
Yeah.
Do you ever do fondue? Fondue where you take the fruit, the pieces of the fruit and dip?
Cheese, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate
fondue.
We eat fondue at the King House every night.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be good for people with soft heads.
We don't even use the sticks.
We don't use the sticks. We dip it in there. The chocolate's hot. Whoa.
Just put up the Larry King fingers in there.
Frederica, how old are you? Do you mind me asking?
It's what?
How old are you, darling?
60.
Oh, we're much older than that. My skin's getting very thin.
Okay.
You can see my knuckles.
You guys have something else.
You can see my knuckles.
Hi, folks. It's Larry King. We're on the phone with Frederica Beardman.
Soft heads is the subject. We're talking about our soft heads and how we grew up with them. My brother called Asswipe.
And my brother called Puddinhead.
Puddinhead.
Final question.
My head is soft as last spring's cantaloupe.
Are you going to have to buy special shoes now for the boy? Go!
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he want for Christmas?
What's he want for Christmas?
Yeah, what does he want?
Oh, he wants a...
I know what he wants. He wants a screw me Elmo doll, right?
What?
Everybody wants a screw me Elmo.
He would like to have a SpongeBob movie.
The SpongeBob movie? I'd say deprive him.
SpongeBob is gay, right?
Don't give him any.
No, don't give him for crawling into that machine with the claw.
SpongeBob and the Wiggles are gay, right? But they're with kids, right? Like priests, right?
Hello?
Yeah?
SpongeBob likes all the other male cartoons.
Yeah, he's
gay, does. Right?
I don't know. How about you ask it? I don't know.
We ask the tough questions on Lake King.
Yeah,
this is Lake King.
Ask.
We're talking with Frederica Beardman.
Hey, our time is up, brother.
Oh, it's time to say goodbye. We've loved discussing soft heads.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks so much, Frederica.
Okay.
Good luck to your little pudding head. Hold on, our producer needs to talk to you.
And, of course, now, to be fun, we're going to sign off with our old man's names for us. I'm pudding head.
And I'm asswipe.
Okay, have a good day.
Hold on.
Hold on, a producer wants to talk to you, Rob Stein.
Hold on, please.
Hang on,
man.
Hold on, please. Yeah.
Hi, Frederica. Thank you so much. How do you think it went? They're weird?
They're weird. Yes.
They're weird.
Brilliant observation.
They're weird.
God bless.
Bye then.
She's all right.
Is it me, or does Larry and Larry begin to drift off further and further from the planet Earth every time we do it, and I'm starting to enjoy it more.
Hold on. You know, just as a point of reference, here's the real Larry.
You grew up in that neighborhood, Rocky, right?
I sure did.
Why does this happen?
Well,
why do people want to harm each other?
Well, there's some big issues. It's poverty. I have to tell you.
You know what I realize we should do every time we do that? We should say at one point, one of us should say, why?
You know, I'm just driven to get up every morning and work out and get better.
Bill, this is a different breed of cat, right?
Right?
That's a paralyzed cat.
Uh-huh. I got a soft head, right? One time my suspender snapped and it went right through my head.
Do you figure out why someone wants to be a gang member? I mean, there's no life. There's no thought about tomorrow. There's no ambition.
There's no ambition.
There's no thought about tomorrow.
In Watts, it is multi-generational.
But you know what, Mike? Hold on. We got to stop this right now because I do see the good people down in the near-dead state of Florida. Many of the near-dead are calling us now.
Wonderful.
So we got to take a break.
Good.
Let's just see, Mike.
Are we going to whet our appetite with one preview?
Yeah. We'll take one call from someone listening on WMEN in Miami who is upset about the format change. We said we would do it. These are not gag calls. Here's Rachel. I see she's calling from area code 305, which is South Florida.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello, how are you today?
Hello, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm not a senior citizen.
Right. Oh.
And just wondering
why
you think your format, why do we need another talk show? Don't you think? think that music that was on 640.
You know what's...
Hold on, how old are you, honey?
Very
before,
good.
How old are you? How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 42.
Oh, see, it's no fun, Rachel. We wanted to talk to senior citizens.
What did you go through an early menopause or something? You dried up down there? Jesus Christ, why are you listening to a radio station on AM that has Perry Como?
Something different.
Shouldn't you be listening like to Michael Bolton and Phil Collins while you drive your minivan?
My God, Rachel, you've got to listen to soft rock.
Come on, listen to all music.
Oh, get out of here.
Soft rock to match your soft head.
Get out of here.
For some reason, soft head is on my brain.
Here's a guy, another guy in South Florida, Arnold.
Hopefully he's a senior citizen.
Arnold.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hi, Arnold.
You're on the air, Arnold.
Hi. I just don't understand. I love the 50s music, you know, and I mean, I like...
Well, you have every right to do that because you're older.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but...
And your life is coming to an end. And the music that you liked, unfortunately...
Understand. I'm sorry?
How does the communications department in Tallahassee let you guys get away with what you say sometimes?
And what is it that we have said that has been over the line?
Well, you know,
Could you please give me an example?
You know, I don't want to use them on the...
Like what? Please give me an example.
Listen, we had to hit the delay because you can't say that.
Old man, you can't say that. I can call you a pussy.
Yeah.
Meaning you're a coward.
Yeah.
And I can say that you need to put some...
I think you guys are funny. I really do.
Well, why are you calling, for God's sake, you stupid old man? Where are the people that call the hate line?
Hello, we got a 42-year-old and a guy that likes us.
Here's another one from South Florida, area code 305. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, is it me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Are you a senior citizen?
No, I'm not, but I'm an ecstatic 50-year-old because I haven't been able to listen to Don and Mike since I moved down
from... Thank you.
We can't help it, Don. We're very loved.
Thank you, but listen, all you people
Thank you
like,
and God bless you.
All the people that like the show have to stop calling now.
But you know... If the people that were sincere yesterday, they're not calling because they really aren't listening.
But, Mike, they are. And
they're addicted.
Here's one thing.
Already.
Seriously, how many people per cemetery in South Florida? I mean, it is...
All of them.
Yeah, right. They're to capacity.
That's my old cemetery joke. How many people are dead in that cemetery? All of them.
No vacancies.
Right.
What else have these people got to do?
Why do they have fences around cemeteries?
Why?
Because so many people are dying to get in. Take that one home to Julia. That's a Julia joke.
I believe that those disfranchised senior citizens...
Disenfranchised,
right,
yes.
Right now, thank you, Mike. Right now, are changing their depends, getting their insure, thinking about their Denny's meal, and...
and having a good laugh.
Looking at the radio and wondering where their music is, and they are still outraged. Mm-hmm. If they could ball their tiny, dove-like, frail hands into balls, oh, they would be... popcorn balls of anger coming at you.
Spotted popcorn balls. Spotted popcorn balls of anger.
Caramel corn.
If, in fact, you are listening in South Florida, we'll give you the next segment. Our phone number, 877-365-3636. If you're really pissed off and you're calling this talkback line the station has, call us. We'll take your calls. Right after the commercials. Well, we go on for about 9 minutes.
Did you hear about the plane that crashed in the Polish cemetery?
I did not.
They recovered 6,000 bodies.
Gee, I wonder who wrote that.
You know, hey, Don.
I'm sorry.
You see my guard's down a little bit. I shouldn't have read it.
No,
it's because of my condition. It's my condition for that.
I know he wrote it because they could hear him laughing in South Florida. They didn't have a radio. It's like, hey, my friend, goes, ha, ha, ha.
I swear to God, I hadn't heard it. I wouldn't have read it if I hadn't. If I hadn't read it, I wouldn't have believed it.
All right, so we'll see what's happening. If anybody does call from South Florida, we'll treat you with as much respect as you treat us.
That's perfectly fair. I think that's wonderful.
All right, so let's see what happens.
I just want to say, you are an evil man. You're an evil man.
There are people on there. Porn on the internet.
You know, if I tweak that up a little bit, I become Livia Soprano.
You do.
Who are you?
Who are you?
He could go S in his hat.
We'll be back. You know, I don't see any calls yet from 305.
Wild Kyle Rotary.
Well, you know, if you don't get them, I can make one. Who are you?
We'll wait for the real ones, Mike.
You are a jockstrap character.
And I wish you'd burn in hell for putting this garbage.
Oh, boy, you see, the problem is, I can see the area codes. Like right here, I see 412. That's Pittsburgh. Hello, Donna Mike.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello. Oh, crap.
All they do is talk, and then they take calls from people who hang up.
Who are you?
I don't know.
What up?
When I listen to you, I want to puke. And I puke a lot lately. If something goes down the wrong way.
My breath smells like a baby's full diaper.
I'm so sad they took away my Perricomo.
I believe I received that compliment from Carla a week ago.
I think your breath smells like a baby's diaper.
No, I had a little, it's when I was having that eating problem over the weekend to add to one of my many problems. And her compliment to me, she said to me, "You smell like a baby's diaper, a full baby's diaper." Yeah. And I said, "Thank you."
Did you get down on one knee and say,
"Ah, my squire, I must have you. I must be your squire. I must take you through life. Let me get the carriage and take you through Central Park now."
All I know, it's very, very bad when your farts wake somebody up in the middle of the night. Very, very bad.
I'm familiar with that smell.
Oh, dear.
That's the smell of my near-death breath going back to me. All I can do since they changed WJNA is count the age spots on my balls.
I've lost another two.
Here's the current count. Two.
You're going to go to the bad place, Mr. Jogstrap.
One spot on each ball.
Who the hell do you think? Why'd you take off my music?
So like I said, it's your chance to get your 2 cents in. Let's see if anybody from down there calls us, okay?
I can't hear you, but I hate you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When's Grandma coming back?
I don't know. Not sure.
You don't have to stay here with us. We're not babies.
Talk to Auntie Carolyn.
Well, Kip is like 32 years old. I don't mind if you stay.
No. Thanks, Kip.
What the flip was Grandma doing at the sand dunes?
She was on a date with a boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Here you go, you old fart.
Oh, goody. They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
The things I tried for you could kill.
The type of crap that they used to play on the station in Miami, WJNA.
I'm Wink Martindale.
This is Connie Francis, who back around the time the man was writing dinosaurs was considered a piece of ass. And I see that now we do have legitimate, I hope, legitimate calls.
I hope so, too.
You want to have a dialogue, Mike.
And you will get the respect you give.
So here we go. Let's start with this fellow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air, caller.
Yeah.
Yes, hello. Are you calling from South Florida?
Exactly.
What can we do for you?
Can I ask first, where are you calling from, Florida?
I'm calling from Palm Beach.
Palm Beautiful. Beach. Wonderful.
How may we serve you? We want to have a dialogue about
the only thing that I've observed is that looks to me like you're exploiting senior citizens because of their love of their music, I just don't understand that, because we're all going to get old, and someday my music is going to seem children and grandchildren, now, and I'm sure the same for you.
I think
you,
he makes a valid point.
Now, okay, I won't talk to you in the funny voice. I'll tell you the truth about this. Here's the truth. That for a guy your age, the music you like, what you got to do, dude, is either buy a CD player or get a satellite radio, because you're not going to be able to find it on the radio anywhere, because your demographic does not buy enough.
My music is on the radio every day. I'm talking about the people that you're talking about.
Oh, well, what is your music? I guess we assumed you like that kind of music. What kind of music do you listen to?
I like all kinds of music.
You do?
It doesn't matter, yes.
Well, then go listen to another station for other music.
It's not a question of that. It's a question of the way you're trashing people for their love of music. No.
We're trashing you people because you're all just one step away from eternity.
And we're you know, it's the complaint calls, and we weren't trashing.
I'm probably younger than you, but
I doubt that, old man.
How old are you?
45.
Oh, my God.
You are younger than us.
You sound old. Do people say you sound old on the telephone?
No, I've never heard that before.
Hold on a second.
God, you sound like you're 70 years old.
Are your pants all the way up to your breast line?
You're 42.
No.
45, Mike. 45.
45.
45.
We're older. We're both older than you.
Listen. Don't trash people for their love of music. Trash them for a lot of things, but not their love of music.
Okay? Well, I don't think we were trashing them for their love of music.
Hold on a second.
Let me hear me out here. I think we were just poking fun at the calls that were coming in, the hate calls that were coming into the radio station. That's what we were making fun of.
Hey, listen, you're 45. How come you're not out getting it done?
I am. As a matter of fact, I'm just pulling into my spot now, so
God.
I'm going to have to cut this short.
Are you really 45?
No, I'm 46, actually, in another month, but that's okay.
So you're pulling into your spot. What is it, Denny's? Are you like...
Listen, I got to go.
You're not even old enough for the old people's dinners.
All right, stop trashing people. It's not nice.
Oh, God. It's very nice. Come on, old man. Don't hang up.
He's not an old man. He's 45.
This spot that you're pulling into, is it marked by a headstone?
He's not old, though.
Hello. Here's a guy named Frank. Hello, Frank, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Frank.
Where are you calling from in Florida, sir?
Fort Myers. I used to listen to you on WINK, and then they changed to WPTK, and then they dropped the
show. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's another fan of the show.
Yes, fan of the show. But I am happy to be heard in Fort Myers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys would probably get some more calls from old people if they weren't busy crapping their pants.
Uh-oh.
I got to
Don doesn't like you.
All he does is crap his pants.
Now, I got to tell you, here's my bone to pick with this guy. Maybe I should blog about this
guy. I thought we blocked this guy.
I know you told me that.
Here's why I should just blog about this guy. If you ever go to our fan site,
yeah,
this dick is all over the site because apparently he wants his one claim to fame to be that he's called the show and said,
no.
Did you crap your pants?
That's what all the dorks on the site say. They kicked me off the site now, and I'm not even on there anymore.
Good. You're a pain in the ass.
No.
Every time I look at that site, it's like, hey, it's me, Bob Dole Guy. Bob Dole Guy. Bob Dole Guy. Bob Dole Guy. I was on the show. I called the show.
Is the Bob Dole Guy the same as the Crap Your Pants guy?
Well, that from what I've been able to discern on our fan site.
It was 10 years ago.
10 years ago you did the Bob Dole call?
Yeah.
And the reason that the people on the fan site have kicked him out is that anytime he writes anything, he's like, he writes it as if he's been some part of radio history because 10 years ago he called and said, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
That's true.
That's his bit.
Well, let me hear your Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Do you remember that classic bit, Mike?
The way he would just say Bob Dole.
I'm at Florida, Buzz.
And trust me, I'm being facetious when I say that classic bit.
Right, right.
Was he also Pilar?
No, he wasn't Pilar, I don't think.
Yeah, come back to Florida, Buzz.
No, you are. You are aping that. That's not correct.
And then I was Guido. That was all old.
I have such distaste for that.
So many characters.
Profession.
I'm not like I'm proud of what I did 10 years ago. It just so happens.
Dude, hold on a second. I can tell you exactly why you're getting killed on the message boards. Because you were a random caller 10 years ago who managed to get on for a while. And isn't your name online now even like former Bob Dole guy?
It's just because it's something with the show.
And don't they all write to you like, hey, dude, shove it because you made one phone call to the show 10 years ago? You've turned everybody on that message board against you.
Wow. I didn't know this. Wow.
You're right. You're right.
They hate you. So stop calling the show.
All right.
Okay.
It's over.
Thank
Matt Dole.
Bye.
There he goes. He got it in there. People cracked me up. Okay, it's over. You think he's going to be crestfallen, and then he gives you a little Bob Dole.
Hold on, here's another guy from
South Florida.
Miami. Here he is. Peter.
Uh-oh.
Peter the meter reader. Hi, Peter.
Peter, are you riding in the back of an ambulance right now?
One just went by. Okay. I'm in my Buick Park Avenue.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 47.
Oh, no, it doesn't count.
Again, you are younger than we are.
I sure hope that you're not hearing two disc jockeys say, we want calls from senior citizens, and you're not considering yourself a senior citizen.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Hey.
Hi, fellas.
That second Florida caller, I think, is the guy you always play, who does the prank calls. Did you catch that?
What prank call guy?
The guy that always burps on other radio shows?
No, that was not
the burper. Definitely not the burper.
I sounded just like him.
I don't think so. But he did, in no way did he sound 45. He sounded more like 85.
Yeah. This man, speaking of that burping guy, hey, hey, Yanni, weren't you telling me that guy had a whole bunch of stuff he was MP3-ing you?
Joe has been in contact with him, and I think, Joe, we getting any more stuff from the burper?
He keeps saying he's sending stuff, but he doesn't yet.
There we are.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating, Don.
It's frustrating for Joe.
Frustrating, Don.
Joe, are you being British?
Was that a British accent, Joe?
No.
You sounded like you almost went into it next.
You sound like Madonna on the Oprah show.
Why talking about a baby?
The baby is quite happy to be living with me, you know.
Yes. I'm sorry that the press has gotten to the father.
Joe, you retard.
Hello.
The baby is David.
David?
David.
David. Hello, David.
Okay. I'm on our fan site now. Hold on.
Are they going crazy because you talked about it?
No. The threat is... Not another bomb, comma, FBDG, which means former Bob Dole guy. They all hate him on this website, on our fan site.
So they're probably going to be delighted that you told them not to call.
So it says, some guy, his name is Jack Bauer, has posted another, I guess you click and you get, what do you get? Oh, you get a picture of a nuclear bomb going off.
I'd like to say hi to Elert Pilarm.
And it says... Another bomb by Don. Oh, is that a guy on the board you like, Mike?
No, I mean, I just said, I just remember that name because he's all over it. Or she's all over it.
Hold on. Hey, here's another one for you, Mike. Boy, oh boy, you got a lot of support here.
Well, about what?
About not drinking.
Oh, really?
Good. About not drinking.
People are rallying saying I shouldn't?
No, there's a lot of people saying they're not going to drink, just like you.
Look at that.
In honor of Mike's month off. And in support of his efforts, I take a pledge to take a month off from the booze.
Wow.
Next person says, been off for 2.5 years. We'll continue with you through the next month.
Mike is now weeping.
Next one says,
but it's just everything.
Hey now, Mike did this last year and he did very well with it.
Oh, good. Thank you, people. Yeah.
Who's the big winner in the vineyard tonight? Mikey wins.
Thank you. I like this support.
That's what it is. No, it's...
I really have George Bailey. Why, you're worth more dead than alive. Wheel me up.
Let me sit down. Then it's good. A lot of people saying they won't stop drinking, but a lot of people are saying that, that you should.
You know what? I'll go to that fan site and I will use those emails as strength, or those postings rather.
But right away the thread gets hijacked and goes somewhere else. Like it's someone writes, because it starts with people saying that they're not going to drink like you,
right?
And then it says, "No, I think I'm going to cut out eating cheesecake for breakfast instead."
That's a good move also.
Sure. And then they all go off on a tangent talking about that.
Of course. I vow to get a bigger handle on my drinking than my eating.
All right.
Thank you.
Let me see. Hold on. I got to get off the screen for a second. Go back to this screen.
And incidentally, I did not dictate my blog to Johnny Boy. Thank you very much. Whoever said that on the fan site. I saw that comment when I was reading my review.
I think you're sorry. All right, Mr. I never read it. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Did I ever say I didn't read it?
Yeah, you did.
A long time ago.
Recently you said you couldn't figure it out.
Well, then somebody showed me how to explain how to figure it out, and now I do it.
What, you just click on forum?
John showed me.
It's pretty easy.
Well, I know, but somebody was saying I was so stupid about the internet because of that. I just find that getting exactly to what the... Like, you would click on forum and then general comments. That's today's stuff, right? Is that the way it
works? That would be
works?
Where people aren't beating us up, where they're not killing us.
And negative comments would be where they're slamming us.
That's it. That's where I live.
Yeah, that's really the only two
I know. What I mean is that's where all my threads are.
Right.
That's where all threads about me are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In negative comments?
Yeah.
What? I have a bunch of them in there, too.
No, you're the golden boy.
Oh, stop it.
You are.
Stop.
Face it, Paul Horning, you are. Hold on. The other night on PTI, my God, they had, you know, sometimes... No, hold on, let's take a call. Hello, Ron. Is this guy from Florida?
Ron.
Ronnie from South Florida?
No, not from Florida. But I wanted to tell you, I figured out why these old people are so mad. Not only are their clocks flashing 12, they can't figure out how to change the radio station.
All right. I'm sorry.
Are you laughing at that?
No, I'm not. No.
You're laughing at that because you hung over.
Yes.
That's all.
The answer is yes.
Golden
Dawn, the answer is a resounding yes. So, but I'm feeling so much better than even an hour ago.
On PTI the other night, very fast at the very end when they do the like, just say
happy. I got to start TiVoing that. I never watched that. You love that, and a lot of people love that.
Mike Wilbon's brilliant on that show.
Okay.
Not the Kornheiser, not bad, but Wilbon is.
And it's very rapid fire, right? I mean, you get a lot of information in a short period of time.
These guys are freaking great. So they're saying the happy birthdays and everything at the end. And they got a tape of Paul Horning standing up at a podium at Notre Dame at a pep rally. And I later went and searched it on YouTube. His pants fall down.
Oh, no.
I mean, not a little bit. I mean, all...
Like, as he's speaking, they fall?
He stands up to get to the podium. And when he gets to the podium, he goes, I just want to say, and from the shot that they've got, right inside, you see the pants all the way down to the floor.
Wow.
And then you see the boxers... And then they showed it.
I'm going to see. I'm going to go to YouTube in the break.
Then they showed it in slow motion. And I guess they were saying that Paul Horning said he's lost 25 pounds. And
right.
That's why his pants fell off. And they said, why can't you buy some new pants?
Yeah, you know, if you ever want to see what football does to the body of like an aging football player, look at Paul Horning. Man, he is. It's painful to watch him walk, isn't it?
He looked dreamy when I saw his calf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't look in bad shape.
So he's, the last time I saw him was on one of those real sports shows where they were talking about gambling.
And
he looked like he was actually quite heavy.
We had him on in New Orleans about 8 years ago.
Right.
And he was a little slow getting around.
I think he's just slow because he's fat, though. I don't think he ever had like any major...
Well, he just
looked at me.
Like
I can still move
stuff. They showed him walking across the field. It looks like he was, like a lot of those guys from that era, looked like he was very arthritic.
Anyway, he liked you as the golden boy.
Yeah.
And his pants fell down.
Wow. See, and I am, you've got that on the fan site too, now that I've been reading it. The golden boy thing is all over there. I mean, they say that about me. They say that about me a lot.
No, but they like you, Mike. They like you.
They don't like me all the time. You know, I mean,
yes,
I get some of the hate. You don't get all the hate.
Yes. Trust me. I'm fine with it. But yes, you should delve in sometime. Well, you delve into it sometime.
I feel bad now.
Why?
But you get a little of the hate.
Despite what I say earlier, I don't lose a lot of sleep over it. It's fine.
Yeah, but I want some of the hate.
No, you don't.
You
don't. There are days that I wake up and think, boy. Well, no, I don't really ever wake up and think, I wish I was you.
Yes, you do.
That's nice. That was a nice thing to say.
I know. Just because you're hungover.
I know.
Just because you're hungover.
So I'll try to generate more hate.
No. Listen. You are you.
Let's see. How do I start?
Everybody loves you.
I believe this evening I will go home and kill a puppy. Hi, everybody. No, I get it. I get it on the other thing that we don't talk about anymore. That other place, I get plenty. Believe me, I get plenty.
I'm still the leader, though.
Of course you're the leader. Yes, Don, you are the leader.
I get more hate than I do. I wish I did. I'm not saying that to be competitive.
Well, I don't know. Do you wish you didn't, or you I mean... Because, I mean, does it fall into the category of any pub is good pub?
Yeah, I really don't.
Hey, they're talking about you. They're listening to
right.
you. They like the show. That's the whole thing.
Right. Don't really care. Find it amusing.
But believe me, I mean, I can't count the number of times I've read my phony laugh. My phony laugh. Yes, it rings in the hall that everything I do, anytime I laugh on the show, it's phony and it's BS. So okay. There, I'm answering it right now.
There it was.
There it was, right.
There it was.
There it was.
Got what?
Need to break.
Can't hear you.
Need to break.
Okay. There you go.
Right there.
Now you speak in my language, you big monkey.
Like that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Modern man, a man for the millennium. Digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced, I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school. And my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database. My database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high-concept, low-profile, medium-range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A top gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial.
Hey. Wow. Well said.
They understand the art of the bunt. Don and Mike.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I will never kiss your big fat square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
You know, of all the tapes you play of Dr. Phil...
Isn't that the best one? Your
that
big,
is the best
fat, square ass.
And to me, it's one that requires explanation. Because I think about it all
get
the time.
Square ass.
I'm thinking he's saying, you're square. You're not with it. Okay. He's using that old term and said, I won't kiss your square ass.
I'm thinking he's...
You think he's actually describing someone with a square ass? We'd have to know what the context is.
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
See, why would someone, if someone was a square...
Well, he's obviously, all these tapes, Dr. Phil is out of context. He's talking about somebody that would say this. Like, he's talking, it sounds to me...
talking about somebody else.
You know what it sounds to me like? He's talking about a kid who is saying that to a parent. That's what I...
Dr. Phil, I never thought I'd say this. He's hipper than that.
Yeah. In that episode, he was having an intervention with SpongeBob.
Okay, I get it. Square ass. Okay,
thank you.
Is that the end of his microphone for the rest of the show?
That would be...
Don, shut you down, Rob.
It's still there.
Oh, God, why me?
Hold on a second. You heard from the manager during the break.
Oh, really? Mr. Hughes?
Yep.
All right.
About our YouTube TV commercial.
Very exciting.
And apparently he needs a kick in the pants about a press release about this. Really what a jerk off this guy is. I mean, it's hard to believe he's a manager. The conversation was something like this. It was...
Way to keep it real, Don.
Well, I mean, he is.
I know.
This is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please.
All right, screw him. Here's the deal. He calls Rob during the break, or sends Rob an email, a crackberry mail, something like that.
Right.
That says, pretty sure that the YouTube commercial that we asked you guys to submit will run during what appears now to be Game 6, which will be probably Sunday night, because the game tonight will probably be rained out.
Are they reasonably sure that game's going to be rained out as well?
Yeah, they say it's raining like holy shit in St. Louis right now.
All right.
So, Sunday night, top of the fourth inning, when they break for commercials, will be the first commercial that they play on Fox 5 here in D.C.
Very cool.
Now, as far as a press release, I mean, off the top of my head, here's what you should do. Send this out to all the trade magazines, CBS Radio, Don and Mike Show, Breakthrough Third Wall, The Don and Mike Show, blah, 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 Heard in 30 Markets, blah, 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 blah. Now it's taken YouTube, the most popular phenomenon, blah, 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 blah. Ask their listeners in an interactive promotion never thought of before, blah, 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 blah. And CBS is buying a spot during the World Series, blah, 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 to highlight the creativity of the Don and Mike listeners.
It's that easy.
The creativity of the Don and Mike Show, because I guarantee this, and I have no malice, I swear to Christ, towards O&A. If they were doing this, the company would be writing about it on billboards.
I would think so. Yeah, I hope they respond to this, and then now that you've once again shown them the way to do it.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I get the feeling that if any hack wannabe shock jock working on any free FM station in the country did this, that their management would at least run it at the flagpole,
right?
To get it to New York.
Give it a shot. Yeah, because this isn't like taking something off of YouTube. This is telling our listeners to go out and produce their own commercial, and then the YouTube was the vehicle that that we, you know, we have the contest
for. It's a great idea, and you guys did a great job with the commercial.
You sure did.
And it would just be nice. Listen, it's totally selfish from our standpoint. It would be nice for the radio industry to know that we're taking small steps. We're doing something on this goddamn show.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know, I understand our place in the pecking order. Jesus Christ, can you make it any more clear?
Don, we're no longer in that order.
We're on the bench?
Yeah, we're completely
out of bench players.
Yeah, we're completely out of the pecking order. We can't even get pecked.
We're not peckers?
No, it doesn't happen anymore.
We used to be.
No, I want to be a pecker.
I'm sorry, they've taken us out. We were last 10 years ago.
I want to be a pecker again.
Once you get to the bottom of the pecking order, they drop you off.
Should be a designated pecker.
Well, here's the problem. The manager of the peckers is a pussy. Our manager, the manager of your Dynamite Peckers.
The Dynamite Peckers.
Manager Hughes is afraid to take it upstairs to the fat man.
Now, can you say...
As I once said about George Steinbrenner.
We're talking about peckers, and I played a Little League game, and this is one of my very, very strong childhood memories. And the coach on the other team was imploring his Little League team to get back into the game. And the way he was doing it is he was over on the side going, come on, guys, peck, peck, peck. Get back into this. Peck, peck, peck at him. Peck at him. And it's Little League, okay? I stood up, warming the bench like I used to all the time. And I stood up and I said, come on, don't listen to that. Break their peckers. And the thing is, is that going to get hit? Is that going to get...
It's fine.
And all of a sudden, I said this really loud, and I said it twice. Bust their... Like that. And I feel, you know the death grip that moms have?
It's the
thumb and forefinger. I do the car. And actually, she didn't really explain it, but she said, you can't say that.
Yeah.
And it was only years like later that I realized what I was doing. Screaming at the top. You know, trying to be the good bench player, the good team kid.
Right.
You peck her head.
But the coach on the other side was going, peck, 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 get it back in. And I thought, hey, there I am being creative again.
So anyway, when Hughes sends you the crackberry email later, Kong,
right,
just tell them to listen to a transcript of today's show. That's what it should be. And there's stuff in it for him because he doesn't look like such a jerk-off. It looks like he actually knows what's going on. He's being a little proactive. He's doing something.
Here's an interesting concept.
To move his position in the company as well. Please.
It might actually enhance the radio station a little bit. Get a little street buzz about the radio station. It might help.
He wouldn't want that.
No.
Couldn't have that unless it was ordered from New York. And even then, when it's ordered from New York, it still is executed half-assed.
Seriously. So, you know, we're doing the work. We're baby-stepping. And we just want somebody to maybe take note of that. And you know what? We're asking him to do his job.
Yeah, right.
That's what we're asking.
What they tell us is come up with crazy stuff.
Right.
Come up with stuff that's not going to get us fined or get us, you know, fired or get us in lawsuits.
You did.
Come up with crazy stuff. And we'll run with it. God
a million years ago, in a long, long lost faraway land, JFK, the radio station, had a promotions director who actually did a lot of PR work as well. And that's something they might want to reinstitute over there. Maybe put some people to work, you know, other than like setting up banners at the local gas station. I mean, really.
Now that's the hangover talking. You are just dreaming. You are dreaming that station.
But do you remember, seriously, and I hate to look back because I really don't like doing that.
Stop looking back.
But Tammy would not only help design promotions, but she would also get the word out like nobody.
They never should have let her go. You know that. I know that.
But it's one thing to let a person go. You can let a person go, you put somebody in the position. That's the way it used to work before we came to this radio station. You let somebody go or somebody takes another job, you bring in someone with equal or, hey, here's the shock, better skills to do the job. No. Jesus Christ. You can come out and be a tard with an internship at that radio station, and you hang around long enough, I don't care if you're a serial killer, you're going to get on the payroll.
And here's what's weird about it.
Rob, now wait a minute. I don't disapprove of the whole intern thing. Right. I know we've hired a lot of people here, but we've also...
But Mike, it's like that. It's like that in an awful lot of goddamn professions.
Yes.
Where you have people who just have been there long enough and have outlasted the rest that for whatever reason, they're the manager, they're the person in authority.
Float to the top.
And
it's lazy.
They're as dumb as a box of tack.
It's lazy because it's hard to do. Because going out, and you know, because you have to interview people, you have to go through, you know, different candidates and get people. But I mean, really, I mean, I look back on that. Really, you know what, we say nice things about Tammy, but and I'll give her a compliment here. When she left the radio station, I really think a lot of things changed, and in a very dramatic way.
Tell you what, a lot of guys had their fantasy lives down. Mm-hmm.
You just say that when she left the radio station.
I still miss her. I swear to God. God, she was a friend of this show.
Yep. Well, call her up, Mike. Maybe she would write a press release for us.
She could. I could tell her in 5 minutes and she'd write a press release for us.
I'm sure she would.
Right.
Anyway, but it's in Hughes' hands now.
I'll go see her.
Mr. Incredible might be around.
Don't forget,
she's got one of those Mr. Incredibles,
yeah,
too.
She does, yeah, too. Like all the good ones, they have the iron-jawed fists of fury. That
they all the husbands of all the hot women at the station.
Have
husbands that look like American Dad or Jack Del Rio.
Sammy Del Rio.
I'm friends with him.
Yeah.
Her husband, Joe. And how about when I shake his hand and it's like, ow!
You're hurting.
Ow! Ow! Give the Joe Besser response.
What he says with his hand shake is, stop looking at my wife's boobs! Jeez, I get it, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I just wish they did.
I get it.
So, snap their underwear over there. Come on, guys.
As long as you guys know that the commercial allegedly will be running Sunday night, fourth inning, World Series, Fox 5 here in D.C., set your TiVos, game six, unless we tell you tomorrow that it's changed.
Yes.
Okay?
And it is a local, for those of you listening around the country, we do have to reiterate, this is a local
Fox 5 here in D.C.
Yeah, you won't see this around the rest of the country.
Fox 5. But we'll do we'll TiVo it in the middle of all of the regular baseball stuff, and then put it up on our website as well.
Very somehow with 30 affiliates, they did not feel that justified a national ad. I don't understand that.
Come on!
Everywhere.
You already said we're at the bottom of the pecking order.
No, we're off the pecking order.
I'm sorry.
We were bottom last month.
We're off the pecking order.
We're off the pecking order.
We're off the pecking order.
Yeah, we don't get picked. We don't get picked for the games anymore. We really don't.
They got a big pile of DJs. First guy says, "I'll take Opie and Anthony."
Mm-hmm.
Next guy says, "All right, I'll take Bill O'Reilly."
Right.
Next guy says, "I'll take Don Imus." Next guy says, "I'll take Likas." And it's like, who's left? Don and Mike. Phew. You know what? We'll play you 3-on-5. Screw it.
No problem. You guys, just go get some lunch.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye, fat asses. Bye, douches.
Well, we've always had to make our own fun, and I guess we'll have to do it again.
Yeah. Bye, dinosaurs. And keep in mind that they got Imus on the list ahead of us, and we're considered dinosaurs.
Yes. Yes.
And he was in Jurassic Park. And he was there, I mean, in the real place.
He was a raptor.
For goodness sakes.
Yep.
He used his DNA.
Stupid idiot.
Even brave.
Don and Mike, I don't remember if they were back in the, out of the primordial ooze or not.
they were on in Jerusalem back when Jesus was a boy, and they were on back at the 20th century, right?
Yeah, that's right. Imus,
right?
How are you, Don? You put the cowboy hat on before or after your tail fell off?
Don and Mike.
Those two fossils, they were so thrown by that phone call, it's the greatest tape we have.
All right, hey, Bob's got news, don't you, Bob?
Yes, I do.
News you can use.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we'll choose your news. We'll do all the crazy news bits with the Bob. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's the word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show. Champion Carpet Bombers, Don and Mike.
I was just grossed out.
How are you grossed out?
What did you eat that caramel corn? You know why? I hate it when people lick their fingers.
Well, there was a little butterscotch on my finger.
I just hate people licking
their fingers. I'm trying to think that if it's my depleted condition, I'm really unable to respond to that. I was just grossed out watching me eat.
Well, here's the thing. there's no noise in the studio when we go to
commercial. You hate it when I eat, don't you?
No, no. Mike, it's not you.
Yeah?
It's anybody. I've mentioned this to, I used to say this to Frida all the time.
I should share something with you. I was very aware of your awareness of me eating.
I would say to Frida.
But I was hungry enough because, and I didn't care. And I was lazy enough where I didn't choose to walk into another. You know really where I prefer to eat that popcorn? In the engineering room down the hallway, you know, in that little stool back there where nobody would bother me. That's it. But no, we got some free popcorn, so I was eating it.
It's my hang-up. I would say to Frida, can you eat a little louder? You know, because when... Oh, and Mike, see, yeah, the licking the fingers, that's gross.
Well, I mean, I had to because it was, like, sticky.
No, use your pants.
No, I don't want to mess with my pants.
Yeah, how about dungarees? Oh, gross. Don't be licking your fingers.
It is so good. You can still have... You know what? You still have the butterscotchy flavor on there.
A little more.
Well, don't come to my house on chicken night.
I know that.
And certainly not on rib night either.
No. I know that you know about the eating thing. It's just.
And you know, I didn't even look at you, but I felt it. I actually felt the vibe. I said, because I know at one point you just walked out. I think you were going to the can, but you just walked out. And
I know you're hungover today.
Yes.
So it's cool.
Right.
You lay in back like this, just try to recline in a chair. You got this bag.
I was even hiding the bag under the console.
Yeah, but at one point,
so at the end,
you just poured all the rest of it in your mouth.
Well, those were the leavings, and they were perfect. Yeah. It was perfect popcorn. There wasn't a kernel, an unpopped kernel in the bag.
Wow. Right as we were going,
it's entirely different.
Right as we were going to break, you started licking your fingers.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know, because you know,
grosses me out.
I just can't do the show with having any residue on my fingers.
Oh, for goodness sake!
Right, I'm terribly sorry.
Use the wall.
I think I've got a.
Picking your teeth is okay.
See, picking the teeth grosses me out. I'm trying to, like, counter you with something that you do that grosses me out. In the studio, you never eat anymore. You don't eat anything. You don't eat at all.
You said you just picked your nose.
I was just scratching my nose. I was doing the outside. It was the outside. I didn't go up to a knuckle.
Hey, Jerry.
What Mr. Gross today? I don't think I'm gross.
Oh, I wouldn't put my hand there if I was you. Especially where you were last night.
Over there.
Oh, that's a bad place, Mike.
All right.
Okay.
I am a little itchy right now.
Jesus
sure.
Christ.
Huh? No, there's none fell down my pants.
Oh, good. Ain't no reason for that, Mike. Yeah. All right. Lick that hand.
It's fine. It's clean. It's
lick
decent.
It.
Huh? No problem at all. No problem at all. You know what? It just went from butterscotch popcorn to cheese popcorn.
The category you
have. I may have just grossed myself out.
It's mouth rot of the male DJ. Jesus Christ. Okay, you're the winner.
But you know what? What's amazing is I will go back. You know when I have the candy moments? I will go back into that room and I will eat the candy. Like back there, and you still see me, don't you, when I'm getting candy back there?
Yeah, there's windows. I'm not spying on you.
But you're aware of what I'm doing.
Big windows.
Well, you stand right back, and you stand up. You don't even hide it. You just stand up.
Well, I'm hiding it from now on.
Yeah, don't hide it.
I'm hiding it.
Just please don't lick your fingers.
I lick my fingers when there's stuff on them. I will try to avoid licking my fingers.
I'll get you some wipes.
Well, if I had like some sanitary wipes here, I probably would do that well before I would. If I had a napkin, I would have used that. But I have no napkin.
You have got Crohn's.
Oh, look what's here! Oh, look, wipes. Bill brought some wipes in. What do we have there? What's the brand? These are giant brand. Okay, antibacterial washcloth.
Uh-huh. See, that'll work.
With like soothing aloe and vitamin E.
What it is like you need those little things you get at KFC.
Oh, the wet mat.
That's what these are, essentially.
The packets that you get. Right.
There you go. Now.
You get them also in the finer casinos.
Now what are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing now?
Nothing. I'm not being self-conscious.
You're just being clean now.
I'm being very clean. This is great. This is a good thing. We should do this every day. Sanitize our hands.
Several times a day.
Smells like a baby in here.
But I'll tell you something. That popcorn, and I don't. I threw it away, so I forgot the name of it, which I'm sure they're happy about.
Kirkland.
But it's great. Kirkland makes
free.
Popcorn.
That was the name of it. Free.
Oh, everybody was going back through it, except for the candy that tasted like salt. Right, John? That was disturbing. They had a candy that tasted like salt.
Huh.
That's not candy. That's savory.
You got to try it, Rob. There's a whole bunch of stuff back there.
I looked at it, and really? John warned me, and I stayed away.
The candy was a little odd, almost bordering on, you know, somebody sent it and did the, and if somebody did anything to that butterscotch popcorn, I'm in big, big trouble.
Yeah. Here, give this to Mike. He'll really like it.
Super Dave, why does my popcorn taste like Febreze?
Okay, Mike.
Okay, Mike. I'll give you some tainted popcorn.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Bob? You are brought to us by Cox.
Really?
Cox everywhere. Cox across America. Cox Communications. Your friend in the digital age. Cox services include Longo, long-distance phone.
What are you doing now?
I'm not doing anything.
High-speed internet, digital cable, 703-480-6222.
Right.
Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
He's clean.
What a day.
Very clean.
What a day it was for unemployed TV viewers yesterday. You know, even though everyone knows you're a person who never bows down to public opinion, finally, when the going gets rough, you go on TV to defend yourself. We're talking, of course, about Madonna, who, like President Bush, went on TV yesterday in an act of self-defense because of public opinion.
Oh, and she has really got the British accent down again. Oprah, let me tell you about my baby.
I'm with her on this one, though. I really am.
My baby!
It's ridiculous that they're raking over the coals about this. Tough, you know, teats. I mean, she goes over, adopts a baby, takes a baby out of total poverty, and so what? What is the big deal?
Here is the Mike and my. Here's what I think the big deal is. If you really want to do it, Madonna, don't go over and let cameras film you dancing through African villages.
I agree.
And showing that you're giving millions of dollars.
Right.
Just friggin' do it. Be like goddamn Mia Farrow. Just adopt
every
runaway kid in the world, but don't say a goddamn thing about it.
I didn't think about that angle. Yes, you do bring it on yourself when you're making it. But I would almost say, would this be would the cameras have been there if it was anybody else? It was Madonna, so she gets followed by, you know. But it's also right. You can go over there and you can do it on the QT. And celebrities do that all the time.
And if you happen to see Madonna's gigantic, disenfranchised zombie head, that's what it looked like from Pee Wee's Playhouse. It was just her big head on satellite. I'm most sad that anyone else who is in my position who wanted to adopt someone would not be able to now. Well, hold on a second, honey. There's not anyone else who's at the top of the entertainment field for 25 years with millions of goddamn dollars at their disposal. It just seems like it's the Brad Pitts of the world and it's the Madonnas of the world. You really want to do something, that's admirable. Take a kid.
But, you know, the controversy is surrounding this, the biological father that's over there. And the only thing that I was wondering is, like, you're over there. I mean,
I like every square.
Hold on a second.
Who he?
There's so many.
This is Robert the Mailman.
He shut you down again.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
You did that.
There are so many orphans over there.
Yes.
That neither parents are alive. Why did she have to get the kid that had the father, Robert?
To save him?
Robert the Mailman.
Robert the Mailman.
In Madonna's case, in the case of her TV appearance, it was to defend a little something she'd picked up on a visit to Africa, a baby. There were suspicions that she'd pulled some strings. The poverty-stricken father, after the adoption was announced, came out and said nobody asked him in her artificially acquired British accent.
And Buzz, again, excuse me, but this father who said that he didn't really know, seems to me he lives in a third world nation. And probably until 3 or 4 days ago, didn't even really know what TV was.
True.
Didn't really even know the concept.
And if she claims the press has gotten to him, and I totally believe that.
Right.
I think she's completely legit.
Very likely.
So do I, but I also do believe the guy that maybe he did think the kid was coming back at some point.
No, I don't know.
I mean he's changed the story now.
It's become... I just don't understand why she wouldn't adopt a total orphan.
Right.
You know, both parents are.
That's the question to me. In her artificially acquired British accent, Madonna Ciccone of Detroit, Michigan, went on Oprah yesterday to assure us she was acting in the best interest of the baby.
And also, I don't know if you saw it or not, she was reading off a script.
Really?
I teed her yesterday.
Like a publicist put it together for her?
Madonna, who was on via satellite from London... Mm-hmm. When she would go into a long diatribe about how unfair it was, she was looking down, reading. It was like, it was almost as disconcerting as watching Barbara Streisand
reading off the prompter.
Off the teleprompter.
Yeah.
Really.
The president, meanwhile, was also on TV yesterday trying to patch the holes in the tapestry that is Bad Decision 06.
Fancy digs you got here.
In the last 24 hours, he said some amazing things, and we'll tell you about them when we return.
Oh, all right, Buzz. We wasted too much time with Madonna. I'm sorry.
Madonna!
Madonna!
this pistol packing mama.
The lady has moved. She'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will run us right out of town.
Maze patrol lines open now.
Did we bring the maze with us to this studio?
We've got. We can't. We can't. If we do it today, we'll have no more time for Buzz's news.
That's great. We'll play the maze tomorrow.
That's right. You know, he was very sincere then.
Yeah, yeah, you are producer. Just placating us, you big turd. Hey, we'll play it tomorrow, dumbass. Do it tomorrow. That's what you would say to your four-year-old. We'll do it tomorrow. Hey,
you know, it is break time, or as I like to say, time to find some finger-licking good food.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're from Planet Crestline.
The Don and Mike Show.
They allow at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right.
I didn't realize that the adoption was causing any controversy until I came back. And, you know, there was a million film crews in the airport and press camped outside my door. I don't read newspapers or watch television, but all of my friends have let me know what everybody's talking about and what's going on in the news. So, it didn't really hit me until I got back to England. And it's...
Oh, what is the deal with the accent? What an ass.
Hello. And she's done it before.
Yeah, and it's just so subtle, but, like, we're not supposed to notice it.
Hello, it's Madonna. Madonna. Get into the groove.
Clearly, right. She's been listening to Joe Ardinger.
Like a virgin. Thank you for the audio. Hold on, here's more. Just one more piece of audio from Madonna. Just a taste.
What I love is we're close to an election, and we're talking about stem cells.
All right, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
She changed her accent again.
She sounds so much lower.
Constantly changing.
Mm-hmm. The president was also on TV yesterday.
I was a shaky comment.
Along with Madonna. Saying some amazing things. He acknowledged that Americans are not satisfied with the situation in Iraq, and the president added, I'm not satisfied either.
Let me, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
He took full responsibility for that situation, essentially saying, blame me, don't blame your Republican congressman. And President Bush, who's convinced we will win in Iraq, also said, quote, if we can't win, I'll pull us out, end quote.
Don't pull out.
He said he's told the Iraqis we're running out of patience. And then he expressed continued confidence in the architect of the Iraq War, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
I thought I was the architect.
No, that's hey, your
what's
the
up, bro?
Architect.
Hello, I'm the architect. Please, whenever you're going to give your news about the Bush administration, make sure that you refer to me as the architect.
You are the architect.
The architect.
Rumsfeld, oh, architect of the war.
You bet your sweet rump.
The other day we told you that within their legal rights, 65 active duty guardsmen and reservists had formally asked Congress to end the U.S. occupation of Iraq. Today, make that 219 soldiers making the request. More troops have logged on to appealsforredress.org to join the petition because the law also protects them from retaliation. This is one case where you can tell even if you weren't asked. And there's always somebody more miserable. Take South Korea, for instance, with that nutty Kim Jong-il just over the border.
Oh, come on. He's got a bad rap, Buzz.
He does. A lot of South Koreans figure...
He's got charisma.
He does. He does. He dresses well.
He's got star power.
He does. A lot of South Koreans figure
sexy.
That any day...
Women want to be with him. Men want to be like him.
Pound for pound, the sexiest dictator in the world. The people of South Korea figure any day could be their last day, so they're buying record numbers of condoms in South Korea and renting record numbers of cheap motel rooms.
That's what KGE says, or is it KGI?
KGI? KJI, I think.
KJI.
And that's
KJI.
Another thing you guys didn't even mention. He can go all night.
Oh, you bet he can. A newspaper in Seoul reports that love motel bookings have been up since North Korea's recent nuclear weapons test. The paper says frightened citizens may be seeking solace in sex.
Wow. Welcome to Seoul.
But just in case they're not nuked, South Koreans are at least practicing safe sex. Condom sales are up 25%. The motel rooms are booked through the end of November.
I love the food there. Soul food.
The biggest...
Yeah. They have a great public transit system, too. Soul plane.
Soul train.
Soul train. Well, or soul plane.
Soul plane.
Your favorite movie.
Soul plane. You remembered. A couple more truly disgusting stories when we continue.
Good. Oh, really?
Yes.
You're breaking already?
Yeah, we got to go in 10 seconds anyway, and that's not enough time.
Says who?
this piece of paper in front of me.
Oh, all right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, to interrupt. Oh. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. It's a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
Slaves of the format clock.
Yes.
Here is Robert Carpenter.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, BC.
Finally, more than 1,400 passengers on a Thompson cruise ship were stranded for 3 days without working toilets. The ship has 11 decks.
Oh, God.
It was a 7-day cruise around the Canary Islands.
Oh, God.
One passenger describes it as mayhem on board. Thompson was promising to bring in an army of technicians to try to fix the system overnight.
Mayhem BM.
And you know, it's not like you're eating light.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's a cruise.
That's like a 4 BM day.
The buffet is closed.
But can I bring you another prime rib?
Day.
In Britain, police are hunting a train spotter. Well, to be more precise, they're looking for a guy who's been defecating on trains across the country, causing tens of thousands of dollars of damage.
I'm so sorry.
It was Madonna.
Madonna.
Hello. I'm spotting Oprah.
Apparently, he smears it. Police describe him as extremely antisocial. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
Yeah, well, yes. It only said sorry, we're out of it.
Do we have to leave now?
And yes, we do.
It's been a finger-licking good show.
Yeah.
I'll never do that again, I promise.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, Colin Klaus. Now, listen, if you guys are very good,
yeah,
and listen to your mother, you can have the maid's cake tomorrow.
Oh, goody. Goody gumdrop.
Bye, Mom.
This is the Don and Mike Show.